Jesus now. For we are standing in His presence on holy ground. Oh, and we holy ground. Oh, let's sing it one more time. Oh, and we are standing on the holy ground. Oh, and I know that a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's clap our hands. Amen. For He is good. Amen. 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 Oh, we thank You, Lord. We thank You, Heavenly Father. Oh, You are great, Heavenly Father. Oh, for this beautiful Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. 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 Isn't He wonderful that the first Sunday of this year He comes and meets us and says, "You are My children. I am Your Father." Amen. Oh, we can only be thankful. Amen. Let us turn to our Bibles, to Psalms 100. Amen. Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and unto His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord. Thank You for this beautiful Sunday morning, Lord, that You have come down, Lord God, Father, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, Lord, and taken the sacrifice of praise, Lord. We can feel You in this place, Heavenly Father. Lord God, Father, Lord Jesus, as the service goes on, Lord, may Your blessings continue to pour out, Lord. May You fill our souls, our hearts with Thy presence, Heavenly Father. May there be feelings and refillings, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, may there be such a thunder, Lord God, Father, in the house of the Lord, Lord. For this we pray, believing and trusting in Jesus' name. Amen. May you turn to your brother, your sister.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, and this is the year. Oh, this is the year that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. Well, I will rejoice.
To God. Amen. Thank you. Amen. You may be stand for a while. We have only three prayer requests. God bless you. Welcome to the first service in the year 2023. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Kimathi, Peterson Kimathi from Meru, being with us. And Sister Wanjira is also with us. Amen. Welcome. Amen. You enjoyed the convention. Amen. Amen. We have a prayer request from Brother Maina. He says, for Johnny Masses, God bless you, church. Kindly remember my wife in prayers as she has traveled to Nakuru for God to grant her Johnny Masses. And then he says, thank you. Brother William Okaisu is not with us this morning. He's not feeling well, but he's not bad. The Lord will touch him and heal him. Our brother Enoch Kariuki, pastor in Nyeri, has lost his younger brother in Mombasa. Barrio will be on Tuesday. He's traveling today. He asks for traveling masses and prayers for the family. Amen. Our brother Solomon is not with us today. He has been held in a place of work. Amen. And brother Mwangi Masharia is with us today. Amen. God bless you, brother Mwangi. We appreciate you. He is my friend. We are very good friends. We've been friends for a long time. Amen. I believe he'll come more often. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God bless you, Brother Mwangi. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercies, Father. We want to thank you for Brother Kimathi, Sister Wajera, Brother Mwangi Masharia. Blessing and honor be unto thee for bringing them to be with us this day. Bless their families, Lord. Be with them, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord. And Brother Maina's wife traveling to Sister Maina, traveling to Nakuru. Lord, we proclaim traveling masses unto her, Lord. You will take care of her. Many angels will be along her way, Lord, to take her and bring her back. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. And Brother William Okaisu, not feeling very well, Lord, we pray for him, Father. Satan, we come against you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you have to vacate, you have to move off from our brother, and he'll be healed and he'll be fine. For we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. And Brother Enoch Kariuki, his brother passing on, Lord, funeral on Tuesday, be with the family, Lord. Provide for them, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Brother Kariuki Enoch has been faithful servant in your house. You remember him in his time on need, Lord. Him and the family that is traveling to Mombasa, Lord, prepare the way for them, Lord. Hallelujah. Provide all they need. And Lord, take care of them every way. We ask in Jesus Christ's name. We bless our brother Solomon, Lord, at work, Lord. Be with him, Lord. Take care of his family. For we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. And every man and every sister and every child that has a need, Lord. Lord, in this church, in Tororo, or in the hookup, Father, remember us, Heavenly Father. We are always a needy people. Blessing and honor and glory be unto thee. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's give a hand clap. Amen. Amen. Turn to your brother, turn to your sister. Amen. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. And he who fed a multitude and turned the waters into wine, to the hungry calleth now, come and dine, come and dine. The master is calling, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed a multitude turned the waters into wine, to the hungry calleth. The mass, as the deacons come for the morning offering. Oh, you may face that Jesus all the time. Hey, who fed a multitude and turned the waters into wine? To the hungry, call them back, come and die. Took my burden. Oh, he rolled down in the sea, and now I have a peace that he has given me. Oh, my cares and burdens, he rolled down in the sea. Oh, and Jesus took my burden and rolled. He rolled them and I say, he rolled them and I say, and now I have a peace that he has given me. Oh, my cares and burdens, he rolled them and I say, oh, and Jesus took my worries. call. Oh, fire fall on me as in the day. Oh, fire.
My soul, my Savior, God, to thee.
sings, my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Oh Lord, how great thou art, how great thou art. Amen. Oh, let's just give him praise. This new year, let us give him praise. For healthy bodies, let us give him praise. For our families, let us give him praise. Oh, for he is great, his mercies. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you ready for the word? Amen. Do you love your pastor? Comes from you. And you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. And Jesus, you're the center of my joy. And Jesus, you're the center of my joy, and all that's good and perfect comes from you. And you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. And Jesus, you're the center of my joy. And Jesus, you're the center of my joy. Perfect comes from you. And you're the heart of my contentment and hope for all I do. And Jesus, you're the center of my joy. One more time. Jesus, you're the center of my joy, and all that's good and perfect comes from you. Love to worship. Amen. Oh, I love to worship.
I love to worship and lift up his holy name. Well, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Oh, I love to worship. I love to worship. Oh, I love to worship and lift up his holy name. Why, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Well, I love to worship. Oh, I love to. Oh, I love to worship and lift up his holy name. Oh, I love to. Oh, I love to worship. I love to worship and lift up his holy name. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he. Oh, than the devil that is in the world. Oh, greater is he that is in. Oh, greater. Oh, greater is he. Oh, than the devil that is in. In me. Oh, greater. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Oh, than the devil that is in. Oh, greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in the world. Oh, and all he has done for me. Oh, my soul. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Oh, when I think of. And all he has done for or fly away. Oh, I'll fly away. Hallelujah, I wonder. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I'll fly away. Come on now, it's never failed me. Glory. Yes, Jesus Christ, never failed me, yes. Everywhere I go, I want the world to know Jesus Christ, never failed. Tell your brother, tell your sister, never. That's your testimony. As we start year 2023, our testimony is that He has never failed us. Hallelujah. He said in His word, He will be with us, even in us, and in the end of the world. We have seen His love. We have seen His grace. We have partaken of His power, the power of His resurrection. So we can truly say, He's never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus Christ, glory. Time now, minute. It's never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, everywhere I want the world to know Jesus Christ. Never failed me yet. Glory. Praise the Lord. Let's worship Him a little bit.
Let's give him praise. Praise God, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. Appreciate Brother Paul. Appreciate one another. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Say a word of prayer. Dear Lord God,
Baba pendo Mungu,
I will thank you, Father,
tunakushukuru Baba,
singing this song.
Tukiimba wimbo huu,
you have never failed us.
Hutatupungukia.
We have never seen you fail.
Hutuona ukitupungukia.
You have been so gracious.
Umetuneemisha.
So caring.
Ukitujali.
So loving.
Ukitupenda.
So kind.
Ukiwa mwema.
We have seen your power.
Tumeona nguvu zako.
We have partaken of your love.
Tumeshiriki upendo wako.
We feel it pulsating in our hearts.
Tunahisi kipiga bika moyoni
mwetu. We thank you, Father.
Nakushukuru Baba.
We thank you for the year past and all that transpired. And now as we enter the new year, Lord, we enter with great expectations, new aspirations, great determinations, and complete total assurance that you are with us, O God. So Father, we are so thankful and we want to rededicate ourselves together with the year into your hands, looking forward to what you are going to do for us. Bless each and every one of us, and we thank you for each one of us, O God, that you have been with us, O God. And now we commit the service into your hands, this portion of the word. May you bless it, Father, to the hearts of the people. Bless those who are online, Tororo,
Tororo,
Bale everywhere.
Bale popote.
May you be with them, Father,
kwa kwa na wao, Baba,
in a special way.
Kwa jina lio maalum.
In Jesus' name.
Kwa jina la Yesu.
Lord God, we pray.
Bwana Mungu tunaomba.
Amen.
Amina.
And amen.
Amina.
The Lord bless you.
Mungu abariki.
Turn around one more time.
Geuka mara moja nyingine.
And just bid your brother and your sister.
Mwashirie ndugu yako na dadako.
Welcome.
Karibu.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Glory.
Utukufu.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amina, amina, amina.
Wonderful Jesus.
Yesu wa ajabu.
Aren't you happy?
Una furaha.
Amen. To be we have seen the new year.
Kuona mwaka mpya.
Amen. You may be seated.
Amina kaeni.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen. So well.
Sawa.
Happy New Year. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Better late than never.
Praise
God. You know, today is already 8. It's our first service. And I'm seeing most of you for the first time in year 2023. Amen. So welcome to the year 2023. Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So to the church.
Kwebo kwa kanisa.
Nairobi Tororo.
Nairobi Tororo.
And to my minister friends.
Marafiki zangu wa huduma.
And to all our the believers, whoever will hear this, I want to wish each one of you the most successful, blissful, and healthy new year. May God be with you. May His blessings be upon you.
Baraka zake ziwe juu yenu.
May your path be as the shining light.
Njia yako iko kama nuru inayoangaza.
That shines more and more.
Inayoangaza zaidi na zaidi.
Unto the perfect day.
Kwa katika siku ya ukamilifu.
May you grow.
Upate kukua.
Both physically,
kimwili,
spiritually,
kiroho,
financially,
kifedha,
and materially.
Na pia kivifaa.
This year 2023.
Mwaka 2023.
May it be a year like never before.
Mwaka kama haijawahi kuwa kama hapo.
So I say shalom.
Kwa hivyo nasema shalom.
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 Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Mungu abariki.
Amen.
Amina.
You may be seated.
Kaidi.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
So with the coming of this year,
kwa kuja kwa mwaka huu,
and the passing of last year,
na kupita kwa mwaka jana,
we are more closer,
tumekaribia zaidi,
to the coming of the Lord Jesus,
kwa kuja kwa Bwana Yesu,
than ever before.
Kuliko hapo awali.
Amen. I want to welcome the visitors,
napenda kuwakaribisha wageni,
who are here with us,
walio hapa pamoja nasi,
Brother Peterson Kimathi, our precious friend,
rafiki yetu wa thamani.
God bless you.
Mungu akubariki.
Thank you for coming over.
Asante kwa kuja.
Brother Muriongi, where is he?
Muriongi, yuko wapi?
Muriongi, yeah, all right. God bless you.
Mungu akubariki.
From Gatero, right?
Kutoka Gatero.
Amen. And that's Brother Peter there. God bless you. Praise the Lord. You should be here on the firing line.
Eh?
Praise the Lord. And Sister Monica right there at the corner. God bless you, Sister Monica. Welcome home. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can we just stand up and welcome our visitors? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Mungu awabariki.
You may be seated.
Kaeni.
Amen. So 2022 is gone.
2022 imekwisha.
With everything in it.
Kila kitu iliyo nayo.
Is now past tense.
Yeye imepita.
So don't bring it over to 2023.
Usilete 2023 tena.
Especially the negatives.
Hasa ile kinyume.
Buried.
Zika.
Forget about it.
Sao hiyo.
Let's start afresh.
Tuanze upya.
2023. Amen. Let's be positive.
Tuwe na halisi.
Amen. And let's look forward.
Tutazamie.
To what the Lord has done for us.
Kwa hali Bwana ametufanyia.
Amen. It's not a small thing.
Sio jambo kidogo.
That you are alive today.
Kwamba uko hai leo.
Many have died.
Wengi wamekufa.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Good ones.
Wale wazuri.
Good people.
Watu wazuri.
Worthy people.
Wanaostahili.
Amen. But God has been gracious to us.
Lakini Mungu ametuneemisha.
Amen. And kept us.
Na ametutunza.
Amen. So we have a lot to thank Him for.
Tuna mengi sana kumshukuru.
And to praise Him with all our hearts.
Na kumsifu kwa moyo wetu wote.
Amen. So don't entertain the negatives.
Kwa hivyo usiingize mambo ya kinyume.
Even the body, your body itself tells you.
Hata mwili wako wenyewe unakuambia.
That it doesn't agree with the negatives. Kwa
sababu haikubaliani na kinyume.
You see that?
Unaona hiyo?
Amen. So put a smile on your face always.
Wewe tabasamu kila mara.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. Try to smile and be happy.
Kutabasamu na kuwa na furaha.
Amen. And thank the Lord for what He has done for you. For indeed He has done great things. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen.
Amen. So there's a wedding announcement here. And also an invitation to the church. You are warmly invited to the marriage celebration of Mary Nyambura Maina.
Mary Nyambura Maina.
Where's Sister Mary?
Yuko wapi Mary Nyambura?
Oh, right. She's right there. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
And John Mwathi Mwangi.
John Mwathi Mwangi.
Is right here.
Do you hapa?
Amen. With the blessing of our parents.
Baraka za wazazi
wao. The wedding will be on Saturday,
arusi itakuwa Jumamosi,
February 4th.
February tarehe 4,
2023. 10 a.m.
Saa 4 usubuhi.
The wedding will take place here, right?
Arusi itafanyika hapa hapa.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for our young people. And the reception will be at Kenya Institute of Special Education. It will be just immediately after the wedding. So welcome everyone. Let's come and rejoice together with our young couple, young people here. That they are going to take another step. Amen. And we'll pray for you as the day approaches, that the Lord will see you through. Amen.
Amen.
So I have a couple of announcements here and a few things I want to say. Some in relation to 2022 and what the Lord has done for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. A lot of things, of course, happened. The good and the bad. Amen. But we can only look at them and talk about them in past tense. They have come and they have gone. So let's learn to avoid the negatives.
Tujifunze kujiepusha yaliyo ya kinyume.
And learn from the negatives.
Tujifunze kutoka zile ya kinyume.
And then build on the positive.
Tujenge kwa iliyo halisi.
The negatives should be a lesson to us.
Ya kinyume lazima kuwe funzo kwetu.
Eye opener. Our mistakes, our shortcomings.
Pungufu yetu, makosa yetu.
The Lord knows all about it.
Bwana anajua hayo yote.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
And the challenges that we pass through.
Na changamoto ambazo tumezipitia.
But we should not focus on it.
Lakini tusilenge hayo.
Amen. There's nothing to regret.
Hakuna kitu cha kujutia.
The Bible says all things.
Biblia inasema mambo yote.
Work together for good.
Tendeka kwa ajili ya wema.
To them that love the Lord.
Kwa wao wapendao Bwana.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's take the word as it is.
Tuchukue neno vile lilivyo.
And God will bless us.
Na Mungu atatubariki.
Amen. There's quite a lot to live for.
Kuna mambo mengi ya kutazamia.
Positive.
Kihalisi.
Amen. The rapture is just at the door.
Unyakuo uko karibu.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen. And then this is the church here.
Hii kwa kanisa hapa.
We will have a meeting. I'd wanted it to be on this Saturday.
Tutakuwa na mkutano nilitaka ikuwe Jumamosi hii.
With the officers of the church.
Na maafisa wa kanisa.
And then we will present to you.
Kisha tutawapeeni.
To the whole church, the current state. Oh, I forgot, Sister Margaret. Sister Margaret, God
Sawa
bless you.
Margaret,
I was
Margaret,
looking at her, right? I was like, how could I forget Sister Margaret?
Sawa
can you stand up, Sister Margaret?
Okay.
Yes, yeah, Sister Margaret. God bless you.
Mungu akubariki.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be embarrassed.
Sante Yesu, nigeaibika.
Praise the Lord. God
Bwana
bless you, Sister Margaret.
Mungu akubariki dada Margaret.
Amen.
Amen.
So, and then we'll present it to you.
Kisha tutawapeeni.
At a later date.
Baadaye.
But the Saturday meeting may not take place.
Kile mkutano wa Jumamosi utatukia.
We shall have it sometime probably in March.
Tutakuwa nao labda mwezi wa tatu.
And then we will come back to the old church.
Kisha tarudi kanisani.
And tell you the current state of the church.
Tuambieni hali ya kanisa ilivyo.
And also the way forward.
Na njia ya kwenda.
Amen. And then the Bible says without a vision.
Biblia inasema pasipo maono.
The people perish.
Watu huangamia.
Amen. So we need to have something laid out.
Lazima tukue na kitu ambacho tunachokifuata.
Right from the beginning of the year.
Tangia mwanzo wa mwaka.
And then we place it before the Lord.
Kisha tuiweke mbele za Bwana.
We can only plan as human beings.
Naweza panga tu kama wanadamu.
But he has the final say.
Lakini yeye ndiye anasema wa mwisho.
But we need to have something that we are working on.
Lazima tukue na kitu tunachokifanyia kazi.
Amen. So but in all the Lord has been very gracious to us.
Kwa yote Bwana ametuneemisha.
Very caring.
Ametujali.
Amen. And what can we say about the convention?
Tunaweza kusema nini kuhusu mkutano?
Kise.
Kule kise.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Jina la Bwana libarikiwe.
Amen. It was a great climax.
Ilikuwa kilele kikubwa
of what has transpired for a couple of years.
Yale ambayo yametukia miaka kadhaa.
And also a turning point.
Pia mahali pa kugeukia
for us.
Kwetu sisi.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen. What can I say? The Lord has comforted us.
Naweza kusema nini? Bwana ametufariji.
And be so gracious.
Ametuneemisha.
And after this convention,
baada mkutano huu,
I don't think we shall ever be the same again.
Sifikiri kama tutabakia vile vile tena.
We will never be the same again.
Tutabakia vile vile tena.
Amen.
Amen.
The way we look at things,
jinsi tunavyotazama mambo,
the way we plan things,
jinsi tunavyopanga mambo,
will completely change.
Imebadilika kabisa.
You may be seated.
Kaidi.
Amen. And I want to thank you.
Ningependa kuwashukuru
from the bottom of my heart.
Kutoka kilindi cha moyo wangu.
For the part each one of you played.
Kwa kila sehemu kila mmoja wenu aliyofanya.
To make it possible.
Kufanya iwezekane.
Your prayers.
Maombi yenu.
Your financial support.
Kuunga mkono kifedha.
Your commitment.
Kujitoa kwenu.
And your actual participation.
Na kuhusika kikweli pale.
Amen. Made it happen.
Ilifanyika ikafanyika.
Made it a possibility.
Ikafanya iwezekane.
For the Holy Spirit.
Kwa Roho Mtakatifu.
To fulfill.
Kutimiza.
What he purpose.
Aliyokusudia.
And also to bless the people.
Na pia kubariki watu.
Amen. So I know there are some of you went way beyond.
Ninajua kineni mlienda zaidi.
Amen. Supported really the meetings.
Ukaunga mkono ile mikutano kabisa.
The Lord knows all about it.
Mungu anajua hayo yote.
Amen. What we do in secret,
na tukifanya kwa siri,
he rewards us in the open.
Anatuzawadia wazi wazi.
And I've always said there's nothing you do for the Lord.
Nimesema kuna kitu namfanyia Bwana.
That goes without a reward.
Ambaye haina zawadi.
Amen. So he will reward you.
Atakuzawadia.
In his own ways.
Kwa njia zake mwenyewe.
Maybe soon, maybe it may take time.
Labda hivi karibuni ama itachukua muda.
But he will definitely do it.
Lakini kweli atafanya hivyo.
Amen.
Amina.
And the prophet said, the only thing you save,
na nabii anasema jambo unaliokoa tu,
is what you give to the Lord.
Ile unayopatia kwa Bwana.
That's what you will find on the other side.
Hiyo ndio utapata hiyo ngambo nyingine.
Amen. The rest,
hiyo mengine,
just perishes.
Inaangamia.
So I want to take this opportunity again to really say thank you to the elders and to the deacons,
asante kwa mashemazi na wazee,
to the trustees,
kwa wathamini,
ushers,
usher,
to the technical team,
kikundi cha fundi wa mitambo.
They deserve a great praise.
Nahitaji sifa kubwa sana, makofi makubwa.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
And just to say a few things.
Labda kusema mambo machache tu.
The brothers who came from France.
Wale ndugu waliotoka France.
Brother Famine.
Yuko Famine.
And Brother David could not believe what they were seeing.
Yuko David hawakuamini kitu alichokiona.
But this is how they sum it up.
Hivi ndio wanajumulisha mambo.
He said, Brother Ben, next time you're coming to France.
Sema ndugu wenu ukikuja France wakati
mwingine. If there's a meeting in France.
Kama kuna mkutano wa France.
You come with the sound technician.
Kuja na fundi wa mitambo.
To come and show us a few tricks.
Watuoneshe mambo madogo madogo hapa na pale.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
They were so impressed.
Walivutiwa sana.
By what they saw.
Kwa ile walioyaona.
And the last service.
Na ibada ya mwisho.
You all witnessed what happened.
Yote mlishuhudia kilichotendeka.
And how they worked overtime.
Yesu alifanya kazi kwa ziada.
Amen. So that we could have that service.
Ili tuweze kuwa na ile ibada.
So God bless you, brothers.
Kwa hivyo Mungu awabariki sana wadugu.
Amen. For all that you put in.
Kwa ile yote mlioweka pale.
Amen. And then the song leaders.
Hata viongozi wa nyimbo.
The musicians,
wanamuziki pia,
the cameraman,
watapiga kamera.
Amen. They did a great job.
Walifanya kazi kubwa sana.
Amen.
Amina.
And the committee,
na pia kamati,
Brother Macharia.
Ndugu Macharia.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
The planning,
ule kule kupanga.
I know they went through a lot of stress.
Najua walipitia mgumu mwingi sana.
Amen. But those who saw in tears,
wanaopanda kwa machozi,
shall reap in joy.
Tafuna kwa furaha.
Amen.
Amina.
And in a very, very special way,
na kwa njia maalum maalum sana,
I want to thank the transport team, Brother Patrick.
Ningependa kushukuru uchukuaji ndugu Patrick.
Brother Patrick.
Ndugu Patrick.
And his team.
Na kikundi chake.
Brother George.
Ndugu George.
Brother Eric.
Ndugu Eric.
And Brother William.
Ndugu William pia.
This and Brother Mwangi also was with them.
Ndugu Mwangi pia alikuwa na wao.
I don't know, is there anyone else, Brother Patrick?
Kuna mwingine ndugu Patrick, ambaye nimekosa.
These brothers did not sleep.
Hawa ndugu hawakulala.
They never slept.
Hawakulala.
During the meetings.
Wakati wa mikutano.
They were back and forth.
Walikuwa kienda papa na pale.
To the airport, you know, the flights were coming in at night.
Kwa kiwanja cha ndege, ndege ilikuwa inaingia usiku.
And not just one flight,
sio ndege moja
tu,
ndege kadhaa.
So they were just awake all through.
Walikuwa tu macho.
Even when the convention was over,
hata wakati mkutano ulipokwisha,
they were still going on without sleep because there were first flights which are at night.
Walikuwa naendelea pasipo kulala, ndege zilikuwa za usiku zingine.
And I spoke to Brother Patrick, he was on his way.
Nikaongea na ndugu Patrick, alikuwa anaelekea.
He said when he reached Naivasha,
sema alipofika Naivasha,
he could not drive anymore.
Hangeweza kuendesha gari tena.
He left in the evening. I was like, Patrick, why are you going in the evening?
Aliondoka jioni, kamuuliza kwa nini aliondoka
jioni. He thought he was strong.
Akafikiria kwamba ako na nguvu.
But when he reached Naivasha, he could not.
Alipofika Naivasha hangeweza.
He blacked out.
Pata giza.
Accumulated sleep.
Usingizie siku nyingi.
But God bless you all.
Lakini Mungu abariki nyote.
You all cooperated so well.
Nyote mlishirikiana vizuri.
Amen.
Amina.
Brother Joseph, yeah, watching me.
Joseph,
praise the Lord. He was up and down with the ministers.
Alikuwa juu na chini na wahuduma.
Making sure everything is in place.
Akihakikisha kila kitu kwa nafasi yake.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. And one brother said,
ndugu mmoja akasema,
I think it was brother Jonathan Coleman, he said,
Dr. Jonathan Coleman,
this is how my daddy used to do things.
Anasema hivi ndio babangu alikuwa anafanya mambo.
Brother Coleman.
Ndugu Coleman.
Amen. We were talking back and forth. Actually, it was Rakatobe who brought it up. He said I was very much impressed. I felt so safe. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we want to thank God for your cooperation. Amen. That made things really happen the way it happened. And also online, there are some others here that I'm going to appreciate later. But my pastor friends online, minister friends, amen. I also want to really thank them so much for bringing in their sheep. Amen. And the turn up was really good. And also the ministers who came were surprised. Amen. For what they witnessed. So I want to really thank the brothers, Brother Wilson, and the rest of the ministers. Amen. Brother Enoch, Nyeri. Amen. Everyone.
Kila moja wao.
Brother Stephen,
Maniki.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. All the ministers who came. I can't name them all.
Wahudumu wote waliokuja, siwezi wataja wote.
But I'm very, very grateful.
Lakini ninashukuru sana
that you are able to come.
Kwamba mliweza kukuja.
Together with your flock.
Pamoja na makundi yenu.
I also want to thank the ministers.
Napenda kuwashukuru pia wahuduma
who preach.
Waliohubiri.
Amen. Brother Jonathan Coleman.
Jonathan Coleman.
Brother John Conte.
John Conte.
Brother Caleb Anudu.
Caleb Anudu.
Brother Didier Rakatobe.
Didier Rakatobe.
Brother Stephanas Colin Brenner.
Stephanas Colin Brenner.
Brother Aka.
Aka.
And then Brother Elijah Dawson, who introduced the ministers. Brother Wilson Kamba.
Wilson Kamba.
Brother Gabriel Rio.
Gabriel Rio.
And Brother Preit. Amen. I also want to really thank them from the depth of my heart. Amen.
Amen.
And then Brother James, the translator.
Kalimani.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiri.
Amen.
Amina.
Brother James, God bless you.
James, Mungu akubariki.
Amen.
Amina.
Brother James is always there.
James yuko pale kila mara.
Amen. And everybody wonders where the words come from.
Mtu anashangaa maneno yanatoka wapi.
That is a true gift.
Lakini karama kweli.
That we should really appreciate.
Tunatakana tushukuru.
Amen. And also Brother Famine.
Pia ndugu Famine.
Brother Cedric.
Ndugu Cedric pia.
And then Brother Karanja, these were translators.
Karanja pia walikuwa wakalimani.
Amen.
Amina.
And then the song leaders, Brother Kogi,
Paul,
Brother Moses Kaiso,
Moses Kaiso,
Paul Okia, Brother David,
Paul David.
Amen. The song leaders, those who participated. Amen. Brother William and Brother George, they had other duties that they were really doing. Amen. So they all could not fit in there. God bless you, brothers. Amen. And then the musicians. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless the musicians. Pray, Brother Christopher, Brother Njora, Brother Mwangi, Brother Elijah. Amen. And all the musicians who played the part. So what can we say? The Holy Ghost was there. Amen. And made it happen. And we should thank God for that. You want another meeting again this year? Praise God. Is it your desire that we have another meeting? Praise the Lord. Amen. So
Amina.
God bless you. You
Mungu
may be seated. Amen.
Amina.
Now, this year we want, if we are going to sit, we agree on what to do.
Mwakao tutakaa tukubaliane cha kufanya.
And we need to start early.
Tutakana tuanze mapema.
Straight away.
Moja kwa moja.
Preparations.
Maandalizi.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So like I said, we are going to sit and
kama
then bring your report, Brother Macharia.
Tutakaa tuletee ripoti kwa ndugu Macharia.
Brother Wamai, we should be able to bring the report, the financial.
Tuweze kuleta ripoti ya kifedha.
Amen. Everything in details.
Kila kitu kwa kinaganaga.
Amen. And from there then we can map the way forward.
Toka hapo tunaweza tengeneza njia kwenda mbele.
Amen. So God bless you so much.
Mungu abariki sana.
Amen.
Amina. Thank you.
And greetings from Germany.
Salamu kutoka Ujerumani.
From Brother Stephanus.
Toka ndugu Stephanus.
Brother Jonathan and the entire church.
Ndugu Jonathan na kanisa nzima.
In Germany.
Kule Ujerumani.
You may be seated.
Kaeni.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
And also from Brother Matthias.
Pia kutoka ndugu Matthias.
He was also in the meeting.
Alikuwepo kwenye mkutano.
They greet you.
Anawasalimu pia.
It was a special weekend again.
Ilikuwa weekend tena maalum.
That the Lord gave us. I was there with Brother John Conte.
Tulikuwa kule na ndugu John Conte.
It was purely the grace of God.
Ilikuwa tu neema ya Mungu.
Amen. That really saw us through.
Kwamba tufanye tukafaulu.
The meetings, and it was a blessing to be with the brothers.
Ilikuwa baraka kuwa na wale wa ndugu.
Amen. And Brother Stephanus is now the pastor of the church in Germany. Praise God. Amen. Officially,
Kirasmi
is now the pastor. They are a very beautiful group there.
Kuna kikundi kizuri pale.
Not many, but very beautiful.
Sio wengi, lakini wazuri sana.
You could feel they are so united
together.
Amen. And they do everything as one.
Wanafanya yote kama kitu kimoja.
And I believe they are going to go far.
Naamini wataenda mbali.
The Lord has blessed them with a very nice church building.
Bwana amebariki na jengo nzuri sana la kanisa.
It takes about like 300.
Inachukua kama watu 300 hivi.
More than actually 300 people.
Zaidi ya watu 300.
There's a main sanctuary, there's a basement. There's a balcony and there's a basement.
Kuna ukumbi mbele hapa alafu kuna roshani pale alafu kuna chini.
So it's a blessing.
Ni baraka
for them there, and I believe they will go far.
Naamini kwamba wataenda mbali.
Something is happening in Europe.
Kuna kitu kinatendeka Europa.
There's a stirring going on.
Kuna chocheo inaendelea.
Amen.
Amen.
The last 2 years, like, there was quiet, everything was quiet, but now looks like there's a revival starting to,
kuna
beginning to blossom.
Unaanza kuchipuka.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So something is really working out
kwa
in Europe.
Kuna kitu kitatendeka kule kwa
kile kikundi. They are coming together.
Wanakuja pamoja.
Not as a denominational group.
Sio,
no, we don't believe in that.
Chaba dhehebu atuamini hayo.
No.
Hapana.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
But as brothers and sisters.
Wanakuja pamoja kama wadugu na wadada.
Of like precious faith.
Walio na imani ya thamani inayofanana.
Amen. I think they are planning a couple of meetings.
Nafikiri wanapanga baadhi ya mikutano.
I think like about 3 meetings in Europe. One probably will be in Feb.
Kutano tatu Europa moja itakuwa labda.
I don't know where Jano is planning that.
Sijui pia Jano pia anapanga wake.
And then Caleb is planning a meeting.
Caleb pia anapanga mkutano
in London.
Kule London.
I think that will be in July.
Hii nafikiri itakuwa July.
And then German is planning another meeting.
Ujerumani nao wanapanga nyingine.
In August.
Mwezi wa 8.
I don't know which one will come up again later.
Sijui itakuja baadaye.
So God is doing great things.
Kwa hivyo Mungu anafanya mambo makubwa.
And we should thank him for that.
Tumshukuru kwa hayo.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
So they greet you. Most of you heard the message I preached first. The title was Now Are We the Sons of God. And the inspiration was Spirit of Adoption. The Lord actually spoke to me. Because after the meeting here, I was tired.
Wiped
out, Brother Macharia. I was like, what am I going to do? And we left here on Thursday. You may be seated. The meeting ended. But there were still visitors. And I got to stay with them. No rest. The day Jonathan left was the day we were also leaving. And then we had the following day. We traveled. The flight was overnight flight. We arrived there the following day in the evening. And then the next day I had to take the first service. Amen. So before we left, the Lord spoke to me directly. He just said, the Spirit of Adoption. Just that. Praise the Lord. It had never happened before that way. This was the first time just say, Spirit of Adoption. And then I ran to the scriptures. And the scriptures started coming. Pop, just once. So my heart settled down. And praise the Lord. Amen. So it was really the mind of Christ. Amen. And I pray that the Lord may continue leading us. If we trust him, he will lead us. Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen. So again, thank you for your prayers.
Tena asanteni kwa maombi yenu.
Amen. We came back on Thursday.
Tulirudi Alhamisi.
Arrived there late in the night.
Kafika usiku.
I want to thank Brother Maina. Brother Mwangi, Brother Maingi. Brother William, God bless you.
William, Mungu akubariki.
Amen. He picked me up from the airport late.
Kanichukua kiwanja cha ndege usiku wa manane.
Amen. God bless you.
Mungu akubariki.
Amen. And I can't get to something else without appreciating my precious wife, Sister Sarah, my queen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And Michael and the little children there.
Michael, now watoto wadogo.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
She has been there for me.
Amekuwa pale kwa ajili yangu.
And I want to thank her so much.
Napenda kumshukuru sana.
I don't know what I would have done.
Sijui ningefanya nini
without her.
Pasipo yeye.
God gave me a good wife.
Mungu alinipa mke mzuri.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
I've tried to love her with all my heart.
Nijaribu kupenda kwa moyo wangu wote.
Amen. Of course, we all have shortcomings.
This is what is not upungufu.
But she forgives me when I do something wrong and I fall short of it.
Napokosea,
but I've tried to love her and I've tried to show it.
Nijaribu kupenda na kumuonyesha.
I've tried to show it. I'm not ashamed, but to show it.
Lakini kuyonyesha.
Amen. Both in the open
wazi wazi,
and in secret.
Pia kwa siri.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. Just to show her that I really love her.
Kumuonyesha kwamba napenda kweli.
And she has tried to be obedient.
Amejaribu kuwa mwaminifu.
Amen.
Amen.
To take her place in the word.
Achukue nafasi yake katika neno.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
And the brothers.
Na wandugu.
I've tried to be an example to you.
Nimejaribu kuwa mfano kwenu.
And sisters,
na wadada,
let her be an example to you as well.
Mfano kwenu.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
She sits there. She doesn't say a word. But God speaks to her. And she sees a lot of things. She helps me so much. When I'm wrong, she tells me you are wrong here. If I speak off from the pulpit here, she catches it and tells me. When we go back, why did you say that? Praise the Lord. You didn't say that right. Amen. And she has helped me even in convention. Amen. She has helped me so much. She catches things in a way that it really helps me. Amen. So, well, I felt I should say that. Amen. So, sisters, let her be an example.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, God bless you, sweetheart. Happy New Year. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well,
sawa.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, church, for being so good to us. We love you. We appreciate you with all our hearts. You are our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our everything. Praise God. Amen. Well, God bless.
Mungu abariki.
Amen. May be seated.
Kaeni.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
I praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen. So I know when we get home,
najua napofika nyumbani,
I might be in trouble with her.
Naweza kuwa kwa shida na yeye.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
But I had to say that.
Lakini nimepaswa niseme hayo.
Amen. Amen. And then we have another meeting coming up.
Kisha na mkutano mwingine nao kuja.
At the end of this month.
Mwisho wa mwezi huu.
That will be in Soroti.
Ambao utakuwa kule Soroti.
Praise the Lord. Let me just try to get it here.
Jaribu nipate hapa.
Yeah, I have it here.
Niko nayo hapa.
Soroti is northeastern part of Uganda.
Soroti ni kaskazini mashariki Uganda.
And it's a place there are believers there.
Ni mahali ambapo kuna waaminio.
But most of them,
lakini wengi wao,
have been very much against the inspiration.
Wamekuwa kipinga uvuvio.
Not most of them, actually all of them, I would say. All the ministers. The message in Uganda,
ujumbe kule Uganda
came through Soroti.
Ilipitia Soroti.
Amen. That was years ago.
Ilikuwa ni miaka mingi iliyopita.
So they got the message first.
Kwa hivyo wakapata ujumbe kwanza.
But somehow it has been hard for the inspiration to get in there.
Kwa namna fulani imekuwa ngumu ufufuo kuingia pale ndani.
But last year a miracle happened.
Mwaka jana muujiza ulitendeka.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
A miracle happened.
Muujiza ulitendeka.
And the brother who has been so much against.
Ule ndugu ambaye akipinga sana.
Against the inspiration.
Yuo vivyo.
Like on the forefront.
Kama kwa mstari wa mbele.
Some believers.
Waaminio fulani.
Went that side.
Walienda upande ule.
And they realized they were not part of that church, but they realized that they didn't fit anywhere, so they called a brother from another place. The place is called Obalanga. It's some good distance from Soroti to come and help them. So when the brother came, then some believers from that other church also came. And then the church started. Amen. So he told me they have grown in number. I think about 20 or so. More than 20. So some of them are here. And they have been planning for a so this will be the first time that a Seventh Thunder Convention is taking place in Soroti.
It's
like a miracle. Amen.
Amina.
And those brothers are very tough. When they stand on something, it's not easy to shake them. So for this to happen,
you
just have to take the hand of the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
So there's going to be a meeting there. There's a letter here.
Kuna barua hapa.
He said, Obalanga, Kingston Soroti.
Balanga Kingston Soroti.
They are organizing a Seventh Thunder Revival mini convention.
Wanapanga mkutano mdogo wa kumwamsha grupo saba.
And then there is also a wedding.
Pia kuna harusi.
Scheduled for 21st to 22nd January.
Tarehe 21 na 22 January
2023. Arrival shall be on Friday 20th.
Kuwasili itakuwa tarehe 20 Ijumaa.
And departure will be on 23rd.
Na kuondoka 23.
Meals shall be provided from breakfast, lunch, and supper for everyone who will be available. And the convention will be at Unity Premier School, Primary School, I believe,
Unity Primary School
in Soroti.
Kule Soroti.
Registration fee is 65,000 Uganda currency, Uganda money. That is almost like 2,000 KC.
Pesa Kenya.
And then 15,000 children between 12 and 18 years. And those who are going to reside there, he said you should remember to carry the blankets and bed sheets and then also a mosquito net because there are mosquitoes.
Pia na neti ya mosquito.
And a few other things like soap, towel,
kama sabuni,
sandals, toothpaste, towel, and toothbrush.
Party parties.
Those things that we need.
Yale mambo na hitaji.
Yeah, so I think that's just about that.
Yeah, ni kuhusu hayo.
So a request for prayers.
Kauliza maombi.
And for the believers to go and attend. So those who are able to go.
Wale wanaweza kwenda.
Amen. Those are the details.
Haya ndo mambo yaliyomo.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen. Appreciate the Lord.
Namshukuru Bwana.
Amen. And then also there is another convention, Easter will be in Mombasa.
Utakuwa Mombasa.
The brothers in Mombasa are organizing a meeting.
Wadugu wa Mombasa wanapanga mkutano.
They said Happy New Year to all of you.
Sema Happy New Year kwa kila mmoja wenu.
He said we are proceeding well.
Sema tunaendelea vizuri.
Under the anointing, and he said it is our desire in this year 2023.
Sema ni shauku yetu mwaka 2023.
Which is a 7 to manifest him.
Ambapo ni 7 kumdhihirisha yeye.
On behalf of Mombasa Church.
Kwa niaba kanisa la Mombasa.
We invite you officially to Easter convention that will be held at Kinango Kwale.
Nakaribisha kirasmi kwa mkutano wa Pasaka tawe kwa Kinango Kwale.
For more information,
kwa habari zaidi,
it will follow later.
Tafuatia baadaye.
So remember us in prayers.
Kumbukieni kwa maombi.
For the meetings to be successful, you are all welcome.
Mkutano ifaulu na nyote mekaribishwa.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen. And we have a dedication.
Na kuna tunakuweka wakfu.
But before we go to the dedication and then we read a scripture for the message.
Kabla tuende kwa kuweka wakfu na kusoma andiko.
I was meditating yesterday and then this scripture just dropped in my heart.
Kwa natafakari jana ili andiko lika kuja kwa moyo wangu.
I felt I should share it with you. Proverbs 4.
Nikona shiriki na nyinyi
Methali 27.
3 hadi 27.
Amen.
Amina.
Yeah, it's an exhortation.
Himizo.
He said, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many." Verse 10, Proverbs 4.
Mwanangu, sikiliza na kuzipokea kauli zangu, na miaka ya maisha yako itakuwa mingi.
He said, "Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many."
Mwanangu, sikiliza na kuzipokea kauli zangu na miaka ya maisha yako itakuwa mingi.
I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in the right paths.
Nimekufundisha katika njia ya hekima, nimekuongoza katika mapito ya unyofu.
And we have tried to do that here.
Tumejaribu kufanya hayo hapa.
When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shall not stumble.
Uendapo hautakuwa hatua zako hazitadhikika wala ukipiga mbio hutajikwa.
Take first hold of instruction, let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life.
Mkamate sana elimu usimwache aende zake, mshike maana ni uzima wako.
Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men.
Usiingie katika njia ya waovu wala usitembee katika njia ya wabaya.
Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away.
Yepushe nayo, usipite karibu nayo, igeukie mbali, ukaende zako.
For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall.
Maana hawalali, isipokuwa wametenda madhara, huondolewa usingizi, ikiwa hawakumwangusha mtu.
For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence.
Maana hao hula mkate wa uovu nao hunywa divai ya jeuri.
But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day.
Bali njia ya wenye haki ni kama nuru ing'aayo ikizidi kung'aa hata mchana mkamilifu.
The way of the wicked is as darkness, they know not at what they stumble.
Njia waovu ni kama giza, hawajui ni kitu gani kiwakwazacho.
My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings.
Wanangu, sikiliza maneno yangu, tega sikio lako uzisikie kauli zangu.
Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart.
Zisiondoke machoni pako, uzihifadhi ndani ya moyo wako.
For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh.
Maana ni uhai kwa wale wazipatao na afya mwili wao wote.
Keep thy heart with diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Linda moyo wako kuliko yote uyalindayo, maana ndiko zitokako chemichemi za uzima.
Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee.
Kinywa chako ukaidi ukitengwe nawe, na midomo ya upotovu uiweke mbali nawe.
Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee.
Macho yako yatazame mbele, na kope zako zitazame mbele yako sawa sawa.
Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established.
Ulisawazishe pito la miguu wako, na njia zako zote zidhibitike.
Turn not to the right, turn or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil.
Usigeuke kwa kuume wala kwa kushoto, ondoa mguu wako maovuni.
Saith the word of the living God.
Sema neno la Mungu aliye hai.
Hold this as we get into this new year.
Hayo tunapoingia kwa huu mwaka mpya.
And your ways will prosper.
Na njia zako zitafanikiwa.
The word is real.
Neno ni la kweli.
The word is true.
Neno ni la kweli.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Many times we hear a lot.
Wakati mwingine tunasikia mengi.
And then it just passes by.
Kisha inatupita.
But I was thinking.
Lakini nilikuwa nafikiri.
I you know, God has given me the grace.
Mungu amenipatia neema.
To travel.
Kusafiri.
And to meet people.
Na kukutana na watu.
Different kinds of people.
Kila aina watu.
And I've tried to take note.
Nikajaribu kutambua.
But I found out one thing.
Lakini kagundua jambo moja.
Especially with our brothers outside there.
Asana ndugu zetu kule nje.
They mean what they say.
Wanamaanisha wanachokisema.
And they are very careful with their words.
Na wanajihadhari sana na maneno yao.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
They don't say things which they are not able to keep.
Hawasemi maneno ambayo hawezi wakaiweka.
When they make a promise,
wakitoa ahadi,
they try very much to keep that promise.
Wanajaribu sana kuiweka ile ahadi.
Simple things like I will come at such and such a time.
Mambo madogo kama nitakuja wakati fulani.
You agree on the time.
Mnakubaliana kwa saa.
And they try with all their level best.
Wanajaribu jinsi wanavyoweza
to be there right at that time.
Kukua pale wakati ule ule.
If he realizes he's not going to make it.
Akitambua kwamba hatafika.
30 minutes before that.
Dakika 30 kabla ile.
He sends you a text.
Anakutumia habari.
Because of this and this and this.
Ya hiki na kile,
I cannot make it.
Siwezi kuja.
I will come at this time.
Nitakuja wakati huu.
Many of us don't do that.
Wengi wetu hatufanyi hivyo.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
We just speak for the sake of speaking.
Tunaongea tu kwa ajili ya kuongea.
And then that's it.
Na hiyo ndio inamaliza hivyo.
God is not that way.
Mungu hayuko hivyo.
When God says something,
Mungu akisema kitu fulani,
he means it.
Anakimaanisha.
We are sons and daughters of God.
Sisi ni wana na binti wa Mungu.
Amen.
Amina.
If we cannot take what we say seriously,
kama tuwezi kuchukua kitu ambacho tunachosema kwa
kumaanisha, then we shall not take what the word of God says seriously.
Kisha tuwezi kuchukua neno la Mungu linavyosema kwa kumaanisha.
So let's begin with ourselves.
Tuanze na sisi wenyewe.
And then we put it back into the word of God.
Kisha tuweke tena kwa neno la Mungu.
Then the fear of God will get into our hearts.
Kisha kichwa cha Mungu itakuwa kwa moyo yetu.
Then it will shape our character.
Kisha itaunda tabia zetu.
It will mold us.
Itatuunda.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
So it's possible, don't be quick to say something.
Kwa hivyo si ukue haraka kusema kitu.
Take your time.
Chukua muda wako.
Think through your words.
Fikiria hayo maneno yako.
Don't rush to say something.
Usikibilie kusema kitu.
Amen. Just hold back a little.
Wejizuie kidogo.
Somebody say something to you, just hold a little.
Mtu akikwambia kitu, jizuie.
Process what that person has said.
Chambua hayo mambo mtu amesema.
Why is he saying this?
Kwa nini anasema hii mambo?
What does he mean?
Anamaanisha nini?
You see, and then you answer back.
Kisha ndio utaweza kujibu.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen. And then when you do that,
unapofanya hivyo,
you will never forget what you have said.
Hautasahau kitu ambacho umesema.
Because that's the real you.
Sababu ndio wewe wa kweli.
The Bible here says, keep thy heart with diligence.
Biblia inasema tunza moyo wako kwa bidii.
For out of it are the issues of life.
Kutoka ndani yake ndio kuna chemichemi za uzima.
It comes from your heart.
Inatoka ndani ya moyo wako.
You don't think from the head.
Haufikiri kutoka kwa kichwa.
If you think from the head,
ukifikiria kutoka kwa
kichwa, that's when you just do things half as I do.
Hapo unafanya mambo ovyo ovyo.
But from the heart,
lakini kutoka kwa moyo,
is the real you.
Ndio wewe wa kweli.
As a man thinketh,
mtu anavyofikiri,
in his heart,
katika moyo wake,
so is he.
Hata hivyo ndivyo alivyo.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So there you are.
Mahali ulipo.
So as we approach this year,
unapokaribia mwaka huu,
I don't have a special message.
Sina ujumbe ulio maalum.
I just speak a few things.
Tanena mambo machache tu.
Amen. Just ask to prepare us for what is ahead of us.
Tuandae yaliyo mbele yetu.
So that's one of the things that was in my heart.
Hiyo ndio moja hapo mambo yalikuwa kwa moyo wangu.
Let's change our ways. ways. Let's take our time. Never give a promise that you are not able to fulfill. Can we say amen to that? You are not worth more than your words. Amen. When you make a promise, make sure you fulfill it. If you are not able to fulfill it, you step out and say, brother, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm not able to fulfill this promise because of this and this and this. And the brother will forgive you. The sister will forgive you if you are honest. Brother Branham, one time, he was in the house. Simple things, but it's very important. He was very tired. And then a call came. Somebody wanted him to go and pray. He told his wife, tell him I'm not around. And then the sister said, but Bill. He said, I'm going out. And he walked out. So I'm not around. So he went out. God never forgot that. He forgot it. So he went to pray for somebody. And the Lord told him, you are a hypocrite. That was it. So he came back. He went to that man. He said, forgive me. I did this and this and this. I'm not worthy to pray for anybody anymore. He said, the man told him, he said, Branham, I'd had respect for you before. But now, my respect for you has gone higher. Very few people can do that. He came to church. He told the church, forgive me, church. Say, I'm going to look for God. He has to receive me. He went to the wilderness and he prayed. He said, Lord, if you have forgiven me, just pass before me. And then there he passed before him. And then he gained that confidence to pray for the sick. And then he came back and the Lord restored him. Praise. It was not a small thing that David could say, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. Not my salvation, but thy salvation. He had lost something. He knew he had lost it. And many times we suffer. We don't know why. We are restless. We don't know why. Because we have done a couple of things that we have not really pause and reflected on those things. You see, so God keeps his word. The God we are serving is alive. He's not dead. He is alive. And he watches over his word. And he loves you. We are his children. And he knows us. Listen. He knows you so well. Amen. That there's nothing you can hide from me. Because he created you. What he wants is for you to be perfect, to be honest, to be sincere. And before you can be honest with him, start by being honest with yourself. Praise the Lord. Amen. If something goes wrong, look at yourself first. How am I? This thing has happened. Is it somebody's fault or my fault? Is it me who caused it? Before starting to throw blames. Amen. And if you approach it that way, God will fight your wars. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we love him so. Amen. So amen. God bless you, musicians. Amen. Can you play that song? Bring them in, bring them in. Bring the little ones to Jesus. Amen. As we have this dedication. Amen. Matthew Gian. Amen. Can you bring the child forward? Sister Wangechi's son, where they at? Amen. Bring
from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them wandering ones to Jesus. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in. Bring them in. Amen. Beautiful little boy. Our first dedication this year. We are starting the year with a blessing, eh? Praise the Lord. What's the name? Matthew? Matthew Gian. Alright, let's bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank God, we thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercies and for this day. And what a blessing, Father, to start the year with a dedication of this little baby into your hands, oh God. And as we dedicate this baby into your hands, we also want to rededicate ourselves together with this year right into your hands, oh God. And now, Father, you have blessed our sister, Lord, with this baby, and she has given him a name, Matthew Gian. Lord, we dedicate him back to you, Father. And we ask that you bless him, that your presence, even your blood, may cover him, Lord, and atone for him, Father. Keep away diseases and afflictions from him, oh God. We break all powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Father, may you bless him, oh God.
Amen.
And if you tarry, may he grow to serve in the house of the Lord. May you, Lord, we put the promise of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus, of the rapture upon him, O God. May you bless it, Father, and bless the mother. Be with her, Father. Grant her the means, financially, emotionally, Lord, to raise up this child in the fear and admonition of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Let's pray again. Dear Lord God, it's a special day that we just want to rededicate ourselves to your word and to your will for this year, that your purpose for each one of us be fulfilled. We surrender and we commit all into your hands. Bless your word as we read it, Father. Bless it back to the hearts of your people in Jesus' name. And the conventions, Lord, that is ahead of us, Lord, we commit it into your hands. Be with Brother Sebastian as he plans, and the church there, Lord, for this meeting in Soroti, and also the beloved in Mombasa. Be with them as well, Lord. We shall give you all the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's open to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesians
verse 11 to 13, and then also Ephesians 1 verse 3 to 11. We have read this over and over. Amen. So we start with Ephesians 4. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Hata na sisi sote tutakapofikia umoja wa imani na kumfahamu sana mwana wa Mungu hata kuwa mtu mkamilifu hata kufika kwenye cheo cha kimo cha utimilifu wa Kristo.
And then Ephesians 1:3-11.
Efeso 1:3-11.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Atukuzwe Mungu Baba Bwana Yesu Kristo aliyetubariki kwa baraka zote za rohoni katika ulimwengu wa roho ndani yake Kristo.
According as he has chosen us in him, in our Lord Jesus Christ. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
Kama vile alivyotuchagua katika yeye kabla ya kuweka misingi ya ulimwengu ili tuwe watakatifu watu wasio na hatia mbele zake katika pendo.
So these are things that he has already done for you.
Haya ni mambo tayari ameshakufanyia.
Verse 4, he has chosen us in him.
Mstari 1 ametuchagua ndani yake.
Before the foundation of the world.
Kabla kuweka misingi ya ulimwengu.
Verse 5, he has predestinated us.
Mstari 5 ametutangulia kutuchagua.
Unto adoption. Say, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will.
Kwa kuwa alitangulia kutuchagua ili tufanye wanawe kwa njia ya Yesu Kristo sawa sawa na uradhi wa mapenzi yake.
Verse 6, he has made us accepted in the beloved.
Mstari 6 amefanya tumekubalika katika wapendwa.
Verse 7, we have redemption through his blood.
Mstari 7 tuna ukombozi kupitia kwa damu yake.
Verse 8, he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence.
Mstari 8 atuzidishia yote katika hekima yetu na ujuzi.
Verse 9, he has made known unto us the mystery of his will.
Mstari 9 ametujulisha siri ya mapenzi yake.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
Then verse 11,
he has given us an inheritance. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Lord bless the reading of the scriptures. Amen. So there are so many things in there.
Kuna mambo mengi sana pale.
You may be seated. You can go and read the whole chapter. Amen.
Amen.
Then you will really thank God. It's inexhaustible.
Namshukuru Mungu, haiwezi kuisha.
Amen. So I have a title, Position in Christ.
Na kichwa cha ujumbe, nafasi katika Kristo.
That this year,
kwamba mwaka huu,
probably the Lord is going to adopt his children. We are looking for that. Amen. Just before the rapture and the resurrection and the rapture, I believe he's going to position, place us in our position. And all these promises will become real to us. Amen. Just to know
kujua tu kwamba
that he has chosen us in him
ametuchagua ndani yake
before the foundation of the world.
Kabla kuweka misingi ya dunia.
Amen. And then he also predestinated us unto adoption.
Kuweka kutusudia kukua wana mamlaka.
Predestination
kukusudiwa
is a deep word.
Ni neno la kidani.
Is a word that the devil doesn't like.
Ni neno ambalo shetani hapendi.
But it's in the Bible.
Lakini liko kwa Biblia.
Amen.
Amen.
Before you can be predestinated,
kabla ukusudiwe,
he has to know.
Lazima ajue.
To know your end.
Ajue mwisho wako.
Because you are predestinated unto.
Sababu umekusudiwa kufika.
Now you have nothing to do with it.
Sasa hauhusiani pale.
He did it for you.
Yeye ndiye alikufanyia hayo.
We only have to accept.
Wewe ukubali tu.
And the prophet says,
anasema,
predestination, the devil fought it. Denominations fought him for that.
Kukusudiwa shetani alipolipiga kwa sababu ya hayo.
They can't figure it out.
Hawezi kuifafanua.
Amen.
Amina.
But there it is in the word.
Lakini iko pale katika neno.
Predestinated unto adoption.
Kukusudiwa kuwa wana mamlaka.
Can we say amen to that?
Tuseme amina kwa hayo.
Do you believe that?
Mnaamini hayo?
That you are predestinated
kwamba
unto adoption.
Wewe umekusudiwa kuwa mwana mamlaka.
That you shall not die.
Kwamba hutakufa.
But you shall be adopted.
Lakini utafanya mwana mamlaka.
And placed positionally.
Na uweke kwa nafasi yako.
Amen. In your position.
Kwa nafasi yako.
That he saw you in.
Aliyokuona ndani yake.
And is only in your position.
Na kwa nafasi yako tu.
That he saw you in.
Aliyokuona ndani yake.
That you can overcome the devil.
Kwamba unaweza kumshinda tu shetani.
So my title is.
Kwa kichwa cha ujumbe wangu ni.
Position in Christ.
Nafasi ndani ya Kristo.
And then my inspiration is.
Kisha uvuvio.
Till we all come
sote hadi, sote tufikie
to the unity of the faith.
Umoja wa imani.
Can we say amen?
Tuseme amina.
He's talking about the body of Christ.
Anazungumzia mwili wa Kristo.
The mystical body of Christ.
Mwili wa siri wa Kristo.
Coming into the unity of faith.
Kuja kwa umoja wa imani.
Until that time.
Hadi wakati ule.
We have got to fight on.
Lazima tupigane.
We have got to press on.
Lazima tuende mbele.
We have got to forgive.
Lazima tusamehe.
We have got to have long suffering.
Lazima kuwe na uvumilivu.
With one another because we don't know who is who.
Sababu tujui nani ni nani.
Amen.
Amina.
We don't know who is in the mystical body. It's only God who knows.
Nani alikuwa katika mwili wa siri?
Our part is to believe.
Sehemu yetu ni kuamini.
Amen.
Amina.
So till we all come to the unity of the faith.
Hadi tutakapofikia umoja wa imani.
There is gonna be a unity of the faith.
Lazima kuwe umoja wa imani.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. It's going to be there.
Itakuwepo.
Amen. And the church is gonna be powerful.
Kanisa litakuwa na nguvu.
And also to the knowledge of the Son of God.
Na pia kwa maarifa ya mwana wa Mungu.
The full knowledge.
Maarifa kamili.
You know that song which says it shall flow like a river.
Unajua ile ubinafsi inasema itirika kama mto.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
And to a perfect man.
Na kukua mtu mkamilifu.
On the earth.
Hapa duniani.
And to the measure.
Na kwa kipimo.
Of the stature.
Cha kimo.
Of the fullness of Christ.
Cha utimilifu wa Kristo.
Amen.
Amina.
So that is our aspirations.
Hiyo ndio maono yetu.
As we start this new year.
Tunapoanza mwaka huu mpya.
Till we all come
so tutakapofikia
to the unity of the faith,
umoja wa imani.
Let's bear with one another.
Tuvumiliane moja kwa mwingine.
Let's learn to love one another.
Tujifunze kupendana moja kwa mwingine.
Let's forgive one another.
Tusameane moja kwa mwingine.
Because we have different measures.
Sababu tuna vipimo tofauti.
My measure may be too little.
Kipimo changu labda kidogo.
Yours may be too big.
Labda yako ni kubwa.
But let's bear with one another.
Lakini tuvumiliane moja kwa mwingine.
Till we all come
hadi tutakapofikia
to the unity of the faith,
umoja wa imani.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Jina la Bwana libarikiwe.
Amen. And to a perfect man.
Na kufikia mtu mkamilifu.
Now that is scripture now.
Sasa hilo ni andiko.
Don't run away from that.
Usikimbie kutoka kwa hiyo.
Don't say you cannot be perfect.
Usiseme usiwezi kuwa mkamilifu.
But you have to come to that
lakini
state of perfection.
Hali ukamilifu.
A perfect man on
mtu
the earth.
Mtu aliye mkamilifu duniani.
And under the measure.
Na kwa kipimo.
Of the stature.
Cha kimo.
Of the fullness of Christ.
Ya utimilifu wa Kristo.
To be like Jesus.
Kukua kama Yesu.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise God. You may be seated.
Bwana asifiwe kaeni.
Amen.
Amina.
So while I was coming,
nilipokuwa nikikuja,
I got this book here. This is book 6.
Nikapata kitabu cha 6,
The Supernatural.
Ya kibinguni.
And something struck me.
Kitu kikanigonga.
At the beginning.
Pale mwanzoni.
What the brother here wrote.
Yale ndugu aliyoandika hapa.
About Brother Branham.
Kumhusu ndugu Branham.
Amen. It Amen. Went deep in my heart.
Ikaingia ndani ya kilindi cha moyo wangu.
This is what he said.
Hivi ndivyo alivyosema.
He said the quality.
Anasema ubora.
That first attracted me.
Ulionivutia kwanza.
To Brother Branham's ministry.
Kwa huduma ndugu Branham.
Was his ability to elevate Jesus Christ
kumuinua Yesu Kristo
higher than anyone else
kuliko mtu mwingine yoyote
I had ever heard.
Basi jawahi kusikia.
Amen.
Amina.
A special gift,
karama maalum,
that would elevate Christ
ambaye kumuinua Kristo
and present Christ,
na kupeana Kristo
present tense,
akiwepo sasa,
to the people,
kwa watu,
and the people would see the Messiah,
na watu wakimuona Masihi,
and then he would start working,
kisha akaanza kufanya kazi,
delivering the people,
akiwakomboa watu,
healing the people,
watu,
baptizing the people
watu,
with the Holy Ghost.
Kwa Roho Takatifu.
But the first thing he would do,
kite cha kwanza akifanya,
he was to elevate Christ, speaking out from the Bible here and bring him present tense before the people. The Messiah is here. Amen. William Branham showed me that Jesus Christ is right here, right now. And that Jesus cares personally about you and me. That is his desire. He said, what greater legacy could anyone leave? So I was thinking about the fivefold ministry then. I say we know Brother Branham had a very high measure of grace as far as his ministry is concerned, because he was a prophet to a generation. Amen. Our measures can't reach his measure. But then he left us a message. And if this message that he gave us presented Christ alive to the people, and his presence could be felt, could be seen, then the fivefold ministry ought to produce the same results. Amen. Because it's written, greater works than this shall you do, because I go to my Father. Amen. So the Messiah ought to be presented alive, present tense, to the people. Then man is not in the picture. This has always been something in my heart. So our emphasis should be on the resources, which is the inheritance, the material that God has given us in this world to prepare us for our future home. Amen. Right now, right here, this is where our preparation takes place. Amen. So our emphasis should be on this that God has given us, which is our inheritance. Can we say amen? To prepare us for the future. What God is talking about the rapture, when we are not prepared for the rapture, we should be in a state which is ready for the rapture. It takes a preparation, and the rapture is at hand. Amen. So those materials is our inheritance. Amen. Which is the Holy Ghost himself. Faith, imani, all the way to brotherly kindness, and the Holy Ghost operating it in us.
Kazi.
Amen.
Amina.
These are not myths. Now, this is not from here. This is what the Spirit was just putting in my heart to write down. Amen.
Amina.
These inheritances, they are not myths. They are substance. They are real. They are tangible. Praise the Lord. You either have them, and when you have them, you know you have them. The Bible says we are predestined unto adoption. When the Holy Spirit dropped in my heart that the Spirit of adoption, and the Spirit of adoption, he says, because we are sons, he has given us the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba Father.
Abba Baba.
Amen.
Amina.
So you have to be conscious of the Spirit that is hovering around you. It's not an evil spirit. It's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of adoption. It's heading somewhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we got to recognize that. So these things are real, and the Holy Ghost comes to make them real to you. Amen. Faith has to got to be real, that you know, that you know, until we reach that spot. Amen. Till we all come to the unity of the faith. Amen.
Amina.
Virtue is real. Virtue, power to live a Christian life. To overcome those devils. To believe the word of God. Power to pray. To overcome. Power to make you forgive one another. Power to quicken the word to you. To
make the word alive. Amen.
Amina.
It's real.
Ni halisi.
Amen.
Amina.
So we need to have it.
Lazima tukue nayo.
And you know you have it.
Na unajua uko nayo.
Glory be to God.
Tukufu kwa Bwana.
You need to know the kind of fight battle you are fighting.
Lazima ujue ile vita unayopigana nayo.
Amen.
Amina.
So they are real. They are not myths.
Ni halisi, sio hadithi.
They are real.
Ni kweli.
Amen. And they have to be manifested.
Na lazima idhirike.
That's why I said they are substance.
Kwa sababu nikisema ni bayana inashikika.
So until you come to that spot.
Hadi ufikie hapo mahali.
You stay there.
Kaa pale.
Until God manifests his word to you. Otherwise, God is not God. Amen.
Amina.
We are not wasting time. We are God's children.
Sisi ni watoto wa Mungu.
Amen. And he loves us.
Na anatupenda.
And he wants his word fulfilled.
Litimie.
Not just to believe it,
sio kuamini tu,
but manifest it.
Lakini kuidhihirisha
in our individual life.
Katika maisha yetu binafsi.
Then we can worship him.
Kisha naweza kumwabudu.
We can sing hallelujah. We can praise him.
Tunaweza tukamsifu.
We can rejoice. Because you know a living God is in our midst. Praise God. Amen.
Amina.
Glory be to God. So year 2023 is going to be a fight. It's going to be a real war. Give me my mountain. I want to possess. I want to see God. I want to see a reality. Amen.
Amina.
Till we all come. Amen.
Amina.
That we step into our position. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amina.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Shina lebwana lebarikiwe.
So you have got to know.
Kwa hivyo lazima ujue.
Just look at Caleb as our example.
Caleb kama mfano wetu.
Amen.
Amina.
In the Bible.
Katika Biblia.
He had a revelation.
Alikuwa na ufunuo.
Of the mountain.
Wa mlima.
Amen. That Amina. Was given to him.
Aliopewa.
Amen. And the promised land to them.
Na hichi ahadi kwao.
Amen. Amina. Joshua led them to the promised land.
Joshua kielekeza kwa hichi
ahadi. And we have a promised land.
Sisi tuko na hichi ahadi.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So he had a revelation.
Alikuwa
so when time came, amen, he said, this is my mountain. He identified his mountain. He said, Moses, you are there. Amen. When God gave me this, or I said, Joshua, you are there. When Moses gave me this mountain, Joshua, you are there. And Joshua is a type of the Holy Ghost. And you are in it and is here. Remind him, you are there. When before the foundation of the world. Amen. God gave me this mountain to be a son, to be a daughter. Amen.
Amina.
Not to be a wishy-washy, but to be a real son, to be a real daughter of God. That is my inheritance. Amen.
Amina.
Joshua, you are
Joshua
there.
Ulikuwa pale.
You witnessed it.
Ulishuhudia.
And now we are here.
Na sasa tuko hapa.
Amen.
Amina.
And today,
na leo,
I'm still as strong as
bado
ever.
Niko na nguvu.
So give me
bado
my mountain.
Mlima wangu.
I'm going to fight for it.
Pigania.
I'm going to do everything for it.
Kwa
if
hiyo.
I die, let me
nikikufu,
die.
Acha
nikufu. But I'm going to fight for
nikikufu,
it.
Pigania.
Amen.
Amina.
Give me my joy.
Nipate furaha yangu.
Give me my love.
Nipate upendo wangu.
Give me my forgiveness.
Nipate msamaha wangu.
Give me my peace. Peace of mind. Give it back to me. You fight for it. You claim it. Until it becomes a reality. Amen. And you feel it. Amen. Then you can sing, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Glory be to God. Amen. So because he saw it, he was ready to fight for it. He was born and shaped in a certain way. Amen.
Amina.
It was his makeup.
Ilikuwa muundo wake.
It was different from the rest. And the prophet said, let's stand like Joshua and Caleb.
Kama Joshua na Caleb.
His makeup was different.
Muundo wake ilikuwa tofauti.
And predestination
na kukusudiwa
is how God does it.
Hivyo ndivyo Mungu anafanya hayo.
He forms you in a certain way.
Anakuunda kwa namna fulani.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Somebody next to you
may karibu na
wewe not be seeing it at all.
Anaweza kosa kuona hayo.
But for you.
Lakini wewe.
It's your build up. It's the way he shaped you. You can't help it. You can't help but shout. You can't help but claim your promises. Because you're an eagle. You're not a chicken. You're not a vulture. You're an eagle. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You look at things differently. You aim higher. Your vision is higher. Amen. You cannot be pressed down. It's a fight, brother. The devil is real. God is real. And you are real. Yes, sir. But till we all come, we will fight. Brother James, till we all come, we will fight. Pray, you have my back, I will have your back. Amen. We stand like this. Come, James, let me show you. Amen. We stand like this. The enemy comes from this side. Amen. He has my back. The enemy comes from that side. He has my back. From this side, I have his back. I'm watching this way. He's watching that way. That is how to fight. Amen. You don't turn your sword on one another. That sword is for the enemy, brother. Yes, sir. We stand as brothers and sisters. And we have one common enemy. Your brother is not your enemy. Your sister is not your enemy. Your brother is your brother. Your sister is your sister. The enemy is the devil. Praise God. Till we all come. Amen. The unity of the faith. Till we all come to our position. Where we stand. Where God predestinated us. Oh yes, sir. Praise the name of the Lord. We will overcome. We have overcome. Amen. We shall make it, brothers. Glory be to God. Amen. So he heard it. He saw it. It was a reality. He did not take God for granted. He never took God's word for granted. But he held on. God said so. God said so. God said so. And he said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Amen. I send to you. Amen. It's God's love for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's stay true to His word. These promises must become real to us. Let's stand still and know that He is God. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. And you will know it's real. Look at the apostles. God promised them. So you go to the upper room. Go there and wait. They never faked anything. Amen. They never forged anything. They knew something would definitely come. And when it came, it was there for them to see, for the rest to see, for all to see. It was not just a story. They were not telling stories about Jesus. They were manifesting the Messiah. It's good to tell stories, but it's a different thing altogether. When you stand there, thus says the Lord. When you go there, the Lord has said, me. Amen. When you say the Lord has spoken to me, that's different. Amen. That's not just reading scriptures. That is a different level altogether. And that is where God wants us. Amen. When you walk out there with that, say the Lord. Amen. So until we come to that. Amen. And Brother Branham was an example. He was talking about Brother Branham's tabernacle. Faith. He was talking about faith. Amen. Then Brother Branham cried out here. He said, now remember, the apostles had the power. Jesus had given them power to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils. Amen. But they couldn't do it. They had the power, but they didn't have the faith to use the power. The faith is the Holy Ghost itself. Amen. He said, now there is Brother Branham tabernacle. There is the church, the bride today. The Holy Spirit is here with the power, but you haven't got that faith to move it. See, it takes faith to move it. So something material, substance, has got to be there. You challenge God. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amina.
You have a shirt, you have a coat on. You know it.
Unajua
the prophet said that's like faith. If you have it, it is substance. You can feel it.
Unahisi.
Amen.
Amina.
So the power is the word, the faith is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will quicken the word. Amen.
Amina.
So here we are. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Facing this year, we need to have our aspirations right. Amen. Our visions has got to be right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then the scriptures. But the main thing is, let's learn to take the word. Amen. It is not how much you know, but what you can do with the little you know. Amen. When the time, when Samson was there, and the enemy was there, and Samson didn't know what to do, the Lord told him, what is in your hand? He looked around, he saw a, what was it? He saw a job on an ass. He said, you pick that. You use that. I will be in that job on. And with a job on of an ass, a dead ass, he killed many. Many who had helmets and shields and amen, and spears. And, but with a job on, he killed many. That was what God was able to use. So it is not how much you know. It is what the little you can do with the little you know. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
Praise, take God at this word. Amen.
Amina.
So that we don't miss.
Ili tusikose.
So that we don't remain the same year
ili
after year.
Vile vile mwaka baada mwaka.
No. We should come to a place where I was not like this before. Amen.
Amina.
I was like this last year, but this year is different. Something has happened to me. And you testify about it. You talk about it because it has become a reality, tangible. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amina.
There are so many, you hear stories of people backsliding. Young people especially. They see no reason in serving God anymore. Because they want to see something. Amen. That's how they are. They have no stories to tell. You see that? They want something that they can talk about. They want an experience in their lives. Amen. They can know they are serving. They have a lot of challenges out there. Without an experience, it's very hard to face those devils. Because outside there, they have realities that they can show. Amen. So if you are challenged, show me what your God has done for you. You see that? So you need the realities of God in your life. Then you can tell others. Then you can talk about it. Because you have it. And I'm saying God is here. We only have to rise up in faith. Amen.
Amina.
To make him begin to move in our lives. Say amen, somebody. Is that your desire? Praise the Lord. Then the sorrows of this world will fade away. The troubles, the worries will begin to fade away. Amen.
Amina.
And the fear of God will begin to enter into your heart. Then you say, I know my Redeemer lives. Though this skin warms be destroyed, but with my very eyes I will see the Messiah. Amen.
Amina.
Because he has become real in your life. Let's come to that moment. If God be God, amen, where is he?
Yuko wapi?
Then watch if God does not
come.
Praise the name of the Lord. He has done what he has done for us is not compared. We haven't even seen eyes
have not
seen. What he has done for Brother Macharia here is very literal compared to what he has in store. Amen.
Amina.
Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, look at him. Praise God. Amen.
Praise God. He's a living example of the power of God in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So here we are looking for the reality of the living God. And that's what struck me about what I said earlier on about those brothers, how they take what they say. They mean it. If they say something, they mean it. Rest on it. They mean it. If they say, I'm coming at such and such a time, you better get ready. Praise the Lord. They are going to be there at that time. And they take the word very seriously. And then I wish we could do the same. Can we say amen? Let's change our attitude.
Amen.
And let's be positive. And let's speak truth one to another. Don't just speak to please somebody. If somebody is wrong, tell that person in love, my brother, I love you, but you are wrong. Can you do that? Or you will like, what will people say? What will so-and-so say? Who cares what so-and-so says? You are concerned about what God says about you. If your sister, if your sister is wrong, and you know she's wrong, you go to her. Don't go to somebody else. Amen. Amen. Can our sister say amen?
Dada semeni amina kwa hayo.
Don't go to somebody else. Go to the sister and say, my sister, I love you.
Dada yangu ninakupenda.
But you are wrong.
Lakini umekosea.
Here you have done
hapa
wrong.
Hapa umekosea.
We are quiet, eh?
Hapo menyamaza.
But till we all come,
sote hadi tutakapofikia,
the unity of the faith,
umoja wa imani,
till we all come to that moment,
sote tutakapofikia huo muda,
amen. Let's thank God at this word.
Tumchukue Mungu kwa neno lake.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Jina la Bwana libarikiwe.
So if the pastor is wrong,
kama mchungaji amekosea,
come in love.
Kuja kwa upendo.
I say, pastor,
sema mchungaji,
I love you.
Nakupenda.
And I respect you.
Nakuheshimu.
But you are wrong here.
Hapo umekosea.
And watch what I will do.
Na uone kitakachokifanya.
Try it.
Wewe jaribu.
If you see me doing wrong, praise the Lord. But I've tried with all my level best to live right before you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Look, let's do that. Let's be brothers. Let's be sisters. Let's be Christians. Amen. The hour is late. Let's not give room to the devil. Amen. To break our hearts. To depress us. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We got that direction. And then like, praise God. My. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
The men have run away. Amen. Amen. They have run away.
Zimekimbia.
Praise the Lord. They are there, right?
Zingalipo.
God bless you, sisters.
Mungu abariki wadada.
And brothers.
Na wadugu.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amen.
So that is it.
Ndio hiyo sasa.
We want to see the realities of God.
Tunataka kuona uhalisi wa Mungu.
But until we come to that time,
hadi tukapofikia wakati ule,
it's a waste of time.
Ni kutupoteza muda.
Let me just be blunt.
Wacha ni kwetu wazi wazi.
Until we come to that time,
hadi tukapofikia wakati ule,
but because you are sons,
lakini kwa sababu nyinyi wana,
because you are daughters,
sababu nyinyi ni binti,
God is not giving up on you.
Mungu hajakata tamaa kwako.
No.
Hapana.
Is not.
Bado.
He doesn't do things that way.
Afanye mambo hivyo.
He chose you.
Alikuchagua.
Does it.
Ndio hiyo.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
He chose you.
Alikuchagua.
He did the choosing. You never ask him, can you choose me to be your son, to be your daughter? No. He chose you. When he did that, he knew what you would do. Praise the name of the Lord. But he knew at the end, it will all work out good to them that love God. Oh, blessed be his holy name. You love him? You love the Lord.
Napenda Bwana.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So our position in Christ,
nafasi yetu ndani ya Kristo,
is what God would want us to be.
Ile Mungu angetaka tuwe.
And that is our inheritance.
Na huo ndio urithi wetu.
And we are fighting for that.
Tunapigania hiyo.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
And it's something that the prophet say you did not stumble into it.
Na kuna kitu ambacho nabii anasema hukujikwaa au kuanguka tu ndani pale.
Or you never merited it.
Hapo kuna stahiki.
But God himself did it for you.
Lakini Mungu mwenyewe ndiye alikufanyia hiyo.
Amen.
Amina.
Before the foundation of the world.
Kabla kuwekwa misingi ya dunia.
Not that you were so good.
Sio kwamba ulikuwa mzuri sana.
That you went to a church one night.
Kwamba ukaenda kanisani siku moja.
No.
Hapana.
It wasn't that.
Haikuwa ndio hiyo.
It was God.
Ilikuwa ni Mungu.
Before the foundation of the world.
Kabla kuwekwa misingi ya dunia.
He predestinated you to eternal life.
Alikukusudia kwa uzima wa milele.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifu.
Amen. That's what predestination is all about.
Inahusu kukusudiwa.
He predestinated you.
Alikukusudia.
Let me read you something here.
Wacha nifanye tusomee kitu fulani.
In adoption.
Katika kuwa mwana wa mamlaka.
He said, look.
Saba tazama.
He has predestinated us unto this inheritance.
Amekukusudia kwa huu urithi.
If I'm a right inheritance of something,
kama mimi ni mrithi wa kitu fulani,
if God is knocking at my heart,
ikiwa Mungu anabisha kwa moyo wangu,
and saying, William Branham,
akisema William Branham,
I called you a long time ago,
nilikuita muda mrefu uliopita,
before the foundation of the world,
kabla kuwekwa misingi ya dunia,
to preach the gospel,
kuhubiri injili,
I have an inheritance,
niko na urithi basi,
an inheritance of eternal life,
urithi wa uzima wa milele.
Now God sent Jesus to make that inheritance real.
Mungu alimtuma Yesu ufanye urithi kwa halisi kwangu.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Because there was nothing I could do to inherit it.
Kwa sababu kuna lolote ningeweza kufanya kurithi hiyo.
It was blank.
Ilikuwa ni tupu.
It was valid.
Ilikuwa halali.
There is nothing I could do.
Kuna kitu ningeweza kufanya.
But in the fullness of time.
Kwa utimilifu wa wakati.
God sent in his own good time.
Kwa wakati wake mwenyewe mzuri.
Jesus the lamb.
Yesu mwana kondoo.
Slain from the foundation of the world.
Alichinjwa kabla kuwekwa misingi ya dunia.
His blood was shed.
Damu yake ikamwagika.
That I might go to my inheritance.
Ili niende kwa urithi wangu.
Amen. To be what?
Kukua kitu gani?
What inheritance?
Urithi gani?
The sonship.
Kukua wana.
To be a son of God.
Kukua mwana Mungu.
You mean that's inheritance? Yes. Then he breaks it down here. He said, now this may just shock you to death. But did you know that men that are sons of God are
amateur
gods? Jesus said, did not your law say itself that you are gods? And if you call them gods, Genesis 2
Mwanzo 2
said that they were gods.
Kasema kwamba wao ni miungu.
Because they were.
Sababu walikuwa hivyo.
They had full domain.
Walikuwa na milki kamili.
Over the dominion of the world.
Juu ya milki ya dunia.
He gave him dominion over all things.
Alipatia milki juu ya mambo yote.
And he lost his godship.
Akapoteza uungu wake.
He lost his sonship.
Akapoteza uwana wake.
He lost his domain.
Akapoteza milki yake.
And Satan took it over.
Shetani akaichukua.
Now let's stop that. Let's stop right there.
Wacha tukome pale pale.
He lost three things.
Alipoteza mambo matatu.
Which is his inheritance.
Ambapo ndio urithi wake.
Which we are called to.
Ambapo tumeitwa kwa hiyo.
And the adoption of sons.
Kwa wana wa mamlaka.
Brings us to this inheritance.
Let's let go urithi huu.
Amen.
Amina.
So the first thing he lost,
jambo la kwanza lilopoteza,
was sonship.
Ni kuwa wana,
to be a son of God.
Kuwa mwana wa Mungu.
Number 2,
la pili,
he lost his godship.
Kapoteza utaua wake,
to be God over the earth.
Kuwa Mungu duniani.
Number 3,
la tatu,
he lost his domain.
Kapoteza milki yake.
He lost it.
Akaipoteza.
So for all these years,
kwa hivi miaka yote,
from Genesis up to now,
kutoka mwanzo hadi sasa,
God is fighting to bring it back.
Mungu anapigana kuirejesha.
You see that?
Unaona hiyo?
To bring back the adoption.
Kurejesha kuwa mwana mamlaka.
In the fullness of time.
Katika utimilifu wa wakati.
Which is now.
Ambapo ni sasa.
Then he says,
kisha nasema,
we are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God
ya wana wa Mungu,
who will come back and take it over again.
Wataka urudi na kuichukua tena.
Waiting for the fullness of time.
Kingoje utimilifu wa wakati,
when the pyramid gets up to the
wakati
top.
Piramidi itafika pale juu,
when the full sons of God
wakati wana kamilifu wa Mungu,
will be manifested.
Watadhihirika.
When the power of God
wakati nguvu za Mungu
will walk out,
itatembea,
and will take every power
itachukua nguvu zingine zote
that Satan has got away from
amba shetani alitoa kwake.
Amen.
Amina.
Waiting.
Wanangojea.
2022, waiting. Maybe 2023. It will finally happen.
Hatimaye itatendeka.
We don't know.
Hatujui.
But we are living under that expectation.
Tunaishi kuchini hayo matarajio.
Why did the Lord tell me spirit of adoption?
Kwa nini Bwana aliniambia roho ya kuwa wana mamlaka?
I don't know why.
Mimi sijui kwa nini.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
But probably,
lakini labda,
we are getting back.
Tunarudi.
Amen.
Amina.
So adoption of sons
ya wana
connects us,
inatuunganisha
back to our inheritance.
Kurudi kwa urithi wetu.
To be a real son.
Kukua mwana wa halisi.
To be a real God on the earth.
Kukua Mungu duniani.
Amen.
Amina.
In control over the domain.
Ukidhibiti milki
of the earth.
Ya hapa duniani.
That's our calling. The adoption brings us back there. Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So till we come to this,
hadi tutakapofikia haya,
to a manifestation of this,
kwa madhihirisho ya hii,
there's no rest.
Hakuna kupumzika.
It's for you.
Ni kwako wewe.
God called me to be a preacher.
Mungu aliniita kuwa mhubiri.
God called you, sister, to be a housewife.
Mungu akakuita mke wa nyumbani, dada.
Amen.
Amina.
God called you to be.
Mungu ile Mungu alikuita.
Brother Branham told his son Bill.
Ndugu Branham aliambia kijana wake Bill.
He said, if ever you are going to be a drunkard,
sema kama utakuwa mlevi,
be the best drunkard in town.
Kwa mlevi aliye bora katika hii town
yote.
Usifanye mambo nusu nusu.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
He didn't wish his child a drunkard, but he was trying to bring a point.
Hakutaka kijana wake kuwa mlevi, alikuwa anataka kuleta
ichapo. If he called you to be a son and you have that revelation,
kuita kuwa mwana na kuna huo ufunuo,
be a real son of God.
Kuwa mwana wa kweli wa Mungu.
And be a real daughter of
kwa
God.
Biti wa kweli wa Mungu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
These are things that we need to connect to.
Hayo ndio mambo tunapaswa kuunganishwa nayo.
And they have to be real.
Na lazima kuwe ya kweli.
Amen. Substance.
Bayana.
In our lives.
Katika maisha yetu.
Can we say amen to
tuseme
that?
Amina kwa hayo.
Glory be. It's what we are fighting for.
Hiyo ndio tunayopigania.
Amen.
Amina.
And that's why we are not a denomination.
Kwa sababu sisi sio dhehebu.
That's why we don't believe in this group thing.
Sababu tuamini kwa mambo ya vikundi.
Amen.
Amina.
It's an individual fight with God.
Ni vita vya kibinafsi na Bwana.
Amen.
Amina.
Time has come.
Wakati umewadia.
That a real manifestation
ambapo madhihirisho ya
of the living God
ya Mungu aliye hai
must be seen in the church.
Lazima ionekane kanisani.
Amen.
Amina.
And we are going to preach it.
Na tutaihubiri.
Amen.
Amina.
Talk about it.
Tuzungumzie.
Amen.
Amina.
And really bring scriptures and quotes and everything.
Tulete nukuu na maandiko na kila kitu.
Until it happens.
Hadi itendeke.
We are going to preach about the Holy Ghost.
Tutahubiri kuhusu Roho Mtakatifu.
Baptism.
Ubatizo.
Until we see it happen.
Hadi tuione kitendeka.
We are going to preach about healing.
Tutahubiri uponyaji.
Until it happens.
Hadi itendeke.
Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord. God says so. These are things in the word of God.
Haya ni mambo kwa neno la Mungu.
It will not happen accidentally.
Haitatendeka kiajali.
We got to fight for it.
Lazima tupiganie.
We got to press in.
Lazima tung'ang'ane.
We got to ask God.
Lazima tumuulize Mungu.
This is what your word says.
Hii ndio neno lako linasema.
Why is it not happening?
Kwa nini haitendeki?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
I know of course there are things which are happening already.
Lakini kuna mambo yanatendeka tayari.
But we want to see more.
Nataka kuona zaidi yake.
Glory be to God.
Tukufu kwa Bwana.
Amen.
Amina.
And we won't get tired.
Hatutachoka.
We will press, we will fight.
Tutangana, tupigana.
Amen.
Amina.
Spirits that don't want you to pray,
roho ambao hutaki kuombe,
fight that devil off your shoulders.
Pigana
hiyo
shetani toke kwako.
Amen.
Amina.
Without prayers,
pasipo maombi,
you are going nowhere.
Awendi popote.
Amen.
Amina.
Learn to put your knees down.
Jifunze kuweka magoti chini.
Learn to open your mouth wide.
Ufungue mdomo wako wazi.
Learn to cry out to the Lord.
Kwa Bwana.
Amen. In the time of need,
wakati wa hitaji,
don't suppress, shout unto the Lord. Cry out with all your heart.
Kwa moyo wako wote.
He will hear you.
Atakusikia.
He will answer you.
Atakujibu.
He will come to you.
Atakuja kwako.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I give you a small testimony. You may be seated. I give you a small testimony. Amen. Sometime in, I think, 1988, I was staying with my brother. Amen. In Kampala. And he was going on transfer. He was going on leave, rather. And those days where he was working, when you are going on leave, it was the government. He was leaving, staying in a government house. When you are going on leave, you leave, because their leave was long leave. They would go with all, one is supposed to go with all these things, and somebody else comes into the house. Amen. And amen. We were three who were staying with him in the same. I was the only person saved in the house. So I looked for a house. There was nowhere. Amen. So I would come back. I would pray in the night. We were sleeping together, but wake up, pray, open my mouth, cry, and call upon the name of the Lord. And then I started hearing words around. And then somebody came, but you just pray. You think God will drop a house from heaven? I say, well, that's all I know I can do. Because there's nothing else. I've moved around, nothing. Amen. So I would go to church with that burden in my heart. But when I would get to church, there was an atmosphere in the church, such a joy in the church. I would forget about all the troubles, and then I would not send my prayer request. Immediately the church ends, going back home, like, oh my, praise God. And days were drawing near. So the last Sunday, he was now leaving on Monday morning. So that Sunday, I said, today I must give my request. They pray for it. I reach church, the same thing. Some joy just dropped in. The burden just disappeared. I just, like, after the service, beginning to walk home, I say, oh my, I have a few hours tomorrow, and I have nowhere to stay. Reaching home, somebody was waiting for me right home. Never seen me. I'd never seen him before. He say, I'm told you're looking for a house. I say, yes. He said, there's a house somewhere. I said, where? He told me, I said, let's go. Take me there. Nipeleke. He took me. Kanipeleka. They want to rent for 2 months. It was exactly the money I had in my pocket. I made sure I shifted that day to show these people that God dropped the house for me from heaven. Amen. So you sit down there. He knows what you are going through. Just be positive. God is real. Praise the name of the Lord. So he knows all about you. Amen. Amina. Praise the Lord. Let's learn to love him. I know these are simple things, brothers. Amen, Brother Paul. Amen. Small things, but it's these small things that makes people backslide. It starts with something small, and then you start worrying, and then the more you worry, the joy of salvation, and the more the joy goes, the desire to pray begins to disappear. Church starts getting boring. You look at people, you can't figure out anything anymore. You see, it's not that Christ is not in the church, it's there, but your burden is weighing you down. Your troubles are weighing you down. Those troubles are there. They are not going away. But you have got to learn to overcome them. You have got to learn to live above them. Praise the Lord. The world is going to get worse and worse and worse. Until you will need the power of the spoken word to speak food into your plate.
Yes, sir. When you turn this way, there's no help anywhere else. Then now, that's when the word goes into effect. And the prophet said the third pull goes into manifestation. Because you are squeezed. You don't have anywhere to run. But right now, let's learn to thank him. Let's learn to praise him. Let's learn to worship him. Let's learn to really give praise. Oh my.
Jamani.
Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Jina la Bwana libarikiwe.
Amen. You love the Lord.
Unapenda Bwana.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen. Simple things.
Mambo rahisi.
But it's out of those simple things.
Lakini kutoka hayo mambo rahisi.
Small things.
Mambo madogo.
That you see God.
Ndio unamuona Mungu.
Amen.
Amina.
So we are talking about our position in Christ.
Zina nafasi yetu ndani ya Kristo.
So the Holy Spirit, I'm just about to wind down.
Karibu kumalizia roho.
Nothing special, just these small things.
Kuna mambo maalum kitu hiyo madogo madogo
tu. To help us start the year.
Kutusaidia kuanza mwaka.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
But the burden I have in my heart.
Lakini muziki
is for these promises
kwa hizi ahadi
to become substance in our lives. So that it is not just word.
Isikuwe tu ni maneno.
But a living reality.
Lakini ukweli ulio halisi.
It is very easy
ni rahisi sana
to speak about Christ.
Kuzungumzia Kristo.
It is very easy
ni rahisi sana
to tell stories of what he did.
Kusema hadithi alichokifanya.
Even about Malachi 4.
Hata kuhusu Malaki 4.
It's very easy to do that. It's very easy to describe him
kumfafanua yeye
in the word.
Katika neno.
But to bring him present tense.
Lakini kumleta akiwa sasa
before the people.
Mbele za watu.
It's a different story.
Ni hadithi tofauti.
And that's what we need. Bring in present tense. Then the people can have hope. Praise God. Amen. So let me wind down like with this.
Wacha nimalizie kwa hii.
The spirit of adoption.
Roho kwa wana mamlaka.
Because you are sons.
Kwa sababu nyinyi ni wana.
God sends upon you.
Mungu anatuma juu yako.
The spirit of adoption.
Roho kwa wana mamlaka.
Whereby you cry Abba Father.
Ambapo unalia Abba Baba.
Amen.
Amina.
So the spirit of adoption.
Roho kwa wana mamlaka.
Is the Holy Ghost itself.
Roho mtakatifu mwenyewe.
Released upon sons and daughters.
Ambapo machule juu ya binti na wana.
To manifest this adoption season. Amen. It comes in for a birth and for adoption. Because you are predestinated unto adoption. So when he calls you, he immediately releases upon you the spirit of adoption to guide you to adoption. Amen. That's why the enemy fights you so much. Because he wants to stop the will of God in your life. He wants to stop your adoption. Amen. But you know adoption. You have got to be proven. So God leads you in certain
ways
to prove you. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. He guides you in a certain way to prove you. To see your reaction to the action. Amen. But the end of it is that he may adopt you. So the Holy Ghost itself begins to lead you. Can we say amen? Amen.
Amina.
He told Peter
Petero,
that he will lead you where you don't want to go.
Atakuelekeza mahali wewe hutaki kwenda.
So he takes you in certain directions. But you have got to be conscious.
Lakini lazima utambue.
Because he has given us the word
sababu ametupa neno
to live by.
La kuishi nalo.
Amen.
Amina.
But remember one thing.
Lakini kumbuka jambo moja.
The devil can never
Shetani hawezi
stop your adoption.
Kazuia kuwa wewe kuwa mwana mamlaka.
Because it is by predestination.
Sababu imekusudiwa.
Amen.
Amina.
I don't care whether you backslide 100 times.
Umerudi nyuma mara 100.
If God predestinated you unto adoption,
Mungu alikusudia kuwa mwana mamlaka,
you are gonna be adopted.
Utafanywa mwana mamlaka.
Your backsliding will hurt your flesh.
Kurudi nyuma kwako kitaumiza mwili wako tu.
It will damage your spirit.
Itaharibu roho yako.
But at the end of it,
lakini mwisho wake,
you will still be adopted.
Utafanywa mwana mamlaka.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So you got to learn to be obedient son and obedient daughter. And then your adoption will happen quickly. It won't delay. Amen. But if you fight, if you resist, don't forget the scriptures in Psalms that I read. If you resist, you will get hurt. Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen. You will harm yourself.
Utajidhuru mwenyewe.
Praise God.
Bwana sifiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
Now the spirit of adoption,
roho kwa mwana mamlaka,
the first thing he will do,
jambo la kwanza atakalolifanya,
he will reveal to you,
atakufunulia,
your real father.
Baba wako wa kweli.
That's why you cry, Abba.
Ndio sababu unalia Abba Baba.
Amen.
Amina.
So he will show you that your father,
atakuonesha baba yako,
is Elohim.
Ni Elohim.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
He will reveal that to you.
Atakufunulia hayo.
Number two.
La pili.
He will reveal to you.
Atakufunulia.
The true nature.
Asili ya kweli.
Of your father.
Ya baba yako.
How he lives.
Jinsi anavyoishi.
What he likes.
Anachokipenda.
What he doesn't like.
Asichokipenda.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
And we know the nature of your father.
Najua asili ya baba yako.
Your father is made up of those seven perfect spirits.
Baba na hizo roho saba kamilifu.
Amen.
Amina.
And you are part of him.
Na wewe ni sehemu yake.
Amen.
Amen.
Number two,
la pili,
the spirit of adoption
mablaka,
reveals to you
inakufunulia wewe,
who the Son is.
Mwana ni nani?
And is the word,
ni neno,
the Logos.
Logos.
Amen. With the seven thunders from
saba,
under the seventh seal.
Toka chini ya muhuri wa saba.
Because you need a true revelation
ufunuo kweli,
of Elohim.
Wa Elohim.
And logos,
na logos
to experience the new birth.
Ukwenda ujuzi wa kuzaliwa kupya.
Amen.
Amina.
So he has to reveal to you who the father is.
Lazima kufunulie baba ni nani?
Which is seven perfect spirits.
Baba roho saba kamilifu.
And who the son is, the word.
Na mwana ni nani neno?
The logos.
Logos.
To bring forth the new birth.
Kuleta kuzaliwa kupya.
Then there comes a day.
Kisha kuna kuja siku.
That you begin to know.
Kwamba unaanza kujua.
That he is in you.
Kwamba yuko ndani yako.
You in him.
Wewe ndani yake.
He is in the father.
Yuko ndani ya baba.
And the father in him.
Na baba ndani yake.
It becomes a reality to you.
Inakuwa ni ukweli kwake.
Amen.
Amina.
Not just a mystery.
Sio tu fumbo.
Not but a reality to you.
Lakini ukweli kwako.
That you know that he is in you.
Kwamba unajua yuko ndani yako.
You are in him.
Wewe uko ndani yake.
He is in the father. And the father in him. In other words, you are one. That is the revelation of the new birth. And the spirit of adoption brings you to that. Then when you get that revelation, then the father can take you into trials. You can never backslide anymore. Because you know who you are. And you know who the father is. Regardless of any situation, you cannot deny him because you have experienced him. You feel his love in you. You love him with all that is in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And then thirdly, he reveals to you who you really are, the spirit of adoption. He'll show you that you are a predestinated seed from the beginning, that you came from God, you are going back to God. And under no circumstances can you ever get lost. You believe that? Can we stand up on our feet? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can we repeat this? Give your own confession. We want to rededicate ourselves. This is a new year. 2023. We want to put last year behind us with all its troubles and with everything that happened. We want to look forward to what the Lord has in store for us, and we want him to reveal to us the part that we have to play, regardless of what will come your way.
Itakayo kuja jani mwako.
I remember 2019. During our new year, I think I was in Tororo.
Wakati mwaka mpya nilikuwa Tororo.
I made a statement.
Nikatoa kauli fulani.
I say from now on,
sema toka sasa kwenda mbele,
nothing will disturb me anymore.
Hakuna kitu kitanisumbua tena.
I didn't know.
Sikujua.
the challenges that was ahead of me. I didn't know what was about to come. But that word alone sailed me through. Because I determined in my heart that whatever happened, nothing will worry me. And it took me through. And a lot of things that I was able to go through. The body was breaking down at one point. But somehow I held on. And the Lord saw me through. We lost a lot of friends. Amen. But the Lord saw us through. A lot of things happened. Amen. But because we knew, I knew personally. Amen. In my heart. And I'd made a confession. Nothing will worry me. Whatever anybody says, whatever anybody does, it will never bother me. And that was able to see me through. If I measured on the negative, I will not be alive today. Praise the Lord. I pass through things which I don't tell people, because it will break your faith. So I hold it to myself. But it's just the grace of God. And I stayed very positive. I stayed loving. Amen. I told you a testimony. I don't know whether I think I mentioned it in church here. I met two of our former friends. And God arranged that meeting. I didn't know they were coming. So I went to the airport. I was going back to Uganda. I was going to Uganda. So I was at the airport. And I checked in. I was taking a flight to Eldoret and then continue on. So I was seated there. At the cave. And my laptop was open. And I was talking to somebody, I don't remember who. And when I finished talking, I heard somebody call me. Only to look up, it was one of those friends. I said, what? Praise the name of the Lord. So I stood up on my feet. I said, now what next? Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're looking at each other. So he came and grabbed me. So we shook each other, we greeted one another. And then he told me, you are going to be surprised to see who is there. So I said, who? He pointed and looked. I said, oh, let's go greet him. So I went, picked my bag, we went. So this time I called him. And he looked up, he saw me, jumped up quickly. Amen. And I was standing there watching. So he came again and grabbed me. And we were shaking one another. Then after greeting each other, then I stood, what next? That was when the reality began to descend down. And then I was observing things. I was observing the change in face. They are trying to control. But the reality was there. This is what happened. At the same time, me, I was checking myself. What is in there? Amen. Is there hate in there? Is there bitterness in there? Is there fear in there? I can testify with this Bible before me, there was nothing. Praise the Lord. But I could watch the way they were struggling. Amen. So, well, then we boarded the same flight. Amen. We arrived, we came down. Again, here we were. We sat on different seats. Here we were again facing each other. Amen. Then we started talking and laughing. Then things started coming down. But I'd already seen. I saw what was in my heart. I also saw what was on the other side. And I was thanking God with all my heart. Thank you, Jesus. You set me free. Amen. There's nothing as being bound by hate and by
and by bitterness,
uchungu,
it kills you.
Inakuua.
But to know, to see myself the way I was, and I was there just thanking God.
Mungu.
And then one of them now, when we say, now here, brothers, yes, we are, we part ways.
They were going tunachana.
The other side, I was going the other side. So
pandigine.
One of them looked at me
mboja
and said, Brother Ben,
sama dugu Ben,
we miss you so much.
Tunakukosa sana.
I said, oh, okay.
Nasema, sawa,
praise
sawa.
The Lord, you miss me. Eh?
Tunakukosa sana.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana sifiwe.
But they didn't know the joy that was in my heart.
Hawakujua furaha iliyokuwa moyo wangu.
Amen.
Amina.
So, brothers, I tell you this.
Wandugu nawaambia hii.
Because just to help encourage, kwa we can encourage one another.
Kwa saidia ba kuhimizana.
We are all human.
Sisi ni binadamu.
We all make mistakes. So we come to such situations.
Tunapofika hali kama hizo.
If it is not for God,
kama sio Mungu,
there's no way.
Hakuna njia yote.
We would be able to serve God.
Tungeweza kutumikia Mungu.
But let learn to do the right thing.
Lakini tujifunze kufanya jambo linalofaa.
God will do the rest.
Mungu atafanya mengine.
God is real.
Mungu ni wa kweli.
He is true.
Na ni halisi.
So I wish you all the very best.
Natakia iliyo njema.
This new year.
Mwaka huu mpya.
May you lack nothing.
Usipungukiwe chochote.
This new year.
Mwaka huu mpya.
He will provide for you.
Atapeana kwa ajili yako.
But the first thing we do.
Jambo la kwanza la kufanya.
Let's seek the kingdom of God first.
Tutafute falme ya Mungu kwanza.
He will fight your wars.
Pigane vita vyako.
Amen.
Amina.
And let's learn to speak truth with one another. Never tell a lie.
Usiseme uongo.
Try with all that is in you.
Jaribu kwetu iliyo ndani yako.
Even if you are put in a fix,
hata kama umewekwa pabaya,
in a tight corner,
mahali pabaya,
you speak the truth.
Wewe sema tu kweli.
Or don't speak at all.
Ama usiseme chochote.
But don't speak a lie.
Lakini usiseme uongo.
Amen.
Amina.
You know what the Bible says about lies? The prophet said,
Nabii anasema,
I would rather live with a drunkard.
Heri niishi na mlevi.
I would rather live with a drunkard than with a liar.
Kuliko muongo.
Because you can't trust a liar.
Sabwezi mtumainia muongo.
You know who the father of lies is?
Unajua baba uongo ni nani?
Satan.
Ni shetani.
Amen.
Amina.
So in all that you do, don't speak a lie.
Kwa yote unayofanya usiseme uongo.
Speak the truth one to the other.
Sema kweli moja kwa mwingine.
And God will pull you through.
Na Mungu atafanya ufaulu.
Amen. God
Amina.
Bless you.
Mungu abariki.
All the very best.
Aisha ni bora.
Happy New Year.
Mwaka mpya.
2023. Amen.
Amina.
Praise the Lord.
Bwana asifiwe.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Jina la Bwana libarikiwe.
Amen.
Amina.
So I want us to pray together.
Nataka tuombe pamoja.
We just rededicate ourselves.
Tujiweke wakfu tena.
Amen. Submit our spirits and
tutuero,
our soul unto the Lord.
Nafsi zetu kwa Bwana.
As we face this year,
tunapokabiliana na mwaka huu,
we don't know what the future holds.
Hatujui usoni uko na nini.
But we know the one who holds the future.
Lakini najua anayeshikilia maisha usoni.
And he cares.
Anatujali.
Amen. So I just want to do a rededication prayer again.
Nataka kuweka maombi ya kuweka wakfu tena.
For myself.
Kwa ajili ya mimi mwenyewe.
For this pulpit here.
Kwa hii mibara hapa.
For the entire church.
Kwa kanisa nzima.
And all of you believers.
Na nyinyi wote waaminio.
Both here, Tororo.
Hapa na Tororo.
And also online.
Nakiwa kwa mtandao.
Those who would wish to join us.
Wala nipenda kuunganika na sisi.
I just want to pray a simple prayer.
Nataka kuomba ombi rahisi.
Let's pray.
Hebu tuombe.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father,
Baba mpendwa mbinguni,
dear God, we come before thee, O God.
Tunakuja mbele zako e Mungu.
Lord, in humbleness,
Bwana kwa unyenyekevu,
and humility,
na unyenyekevu.
Thanking you for this year past,
tukishukuru kwa mwaka ambao umepita.
Knowing that a lot has transpired,
tukijua kwamba mengi yametokea.
But we have ended it victorious.
Tumemaliza kwa ushindi.
And you have been so kind to us.
Umekuwa mwema kwetu.
That you have kept us still alive.
Kwa umetutunza tukiwa hai.
To see this year coming.
Kuona mwaka huu ukikuja.
We do not know what the future holds, Lord.
Maisha usoni anashikilia nini?
But we know the one who holds the future.
Tunajua anashikilia maisha usoni.
And we know that he loves us.
Tunajua kwamba anatupenda.
And he cares for us.
Na atujali.
So we stand here as a united body, one unit,
kiungo kimoja,
the body of Jesus Christ.
Mwili wa Yesu Kristo.
And Lord, we stand here together with our wives,
Bwana simama pamoja na wake zetu,
our husbands,
waume zetu,
our children,
watoto wetu,
our brothers, our sisters,
ndugu zetu, dada zetu,
our families,
jamii zetu.
We want to rededicate ourselves, reconsecrate ourselves together with this year, Lord,
pamoja na mwaka huu.
right into your hands,
katika mikono yako,
praying that Lord that you be with us,
Baba Bwana uwe na sisi,
that you be a light unto our feet,
upe nuru kwa miguu yetu,
and you guide us day by day,
tuelekeze siku hadi siku.
May you stir up our spirits, Lord,
kachochee roho zetu Bwana,
that we may be zealous,
tukapate kuwa na juhudi,
of the things of God,
ya mambo ya Mungu.
May you put your love in us,
weka upendo wako ndani yetu,
that with that love we may love one another,
kwamba kwa upendo huo tupendane moja kwa mwingine,
and love you,
tukupende wewe,
that the world may know,
ili dunia ijue,
that we are your children,
kwamba sisi ni watoto wako.
And as we stand, Lord,
tunaposimama Bwana,
together with our families,
pamoja na jamii zetu,
we also pray, Lord,
tunaomba pia Bwana,
that you be with our families,
ukuwe na jamii zetu,
be with our husbands,
kuwa na waume zetu,
that they stay real, true husbands, sons of God, in their positions, Lord. May you bless the brothers, Father. They toil, they labor. Bless the labors of their hands. And bless our wives, the sisters. May you give them the patience, the love, Lord. May you bless them in a special way.
Ubariki kwa njia maalum.
Grant to them the grace, knowing what they pass through.
Wajalie neema na jua wanachokipitia.
The challenges, the difficulties.
Changamoto na ugumu.
You know them all.
Unawajua yote.
May you be with them, Father.
Kwa kuwa na wao, Baba.
May you hold them dear into your hands, Father.
Shikilie kwa upendo kwa moyo wako.
Watch over them, dear Lord.
Wachunge, Bwana.
Protect them, Father.
Walinde, Baba.
That we may together stay, Lord, in your presence, that our prayers may be acceptable before thee, Lord, that you may heal us of our diseases, that you may fill us with your spirit, and our children, we commit them into your hands. Give them that spirit of obedience. Take away the rebellious spirits, Lord, that hold us around the young people to
today.
For it is prophesied in your word that the young people in the world will be rebellious. But here we have our young people who are predestinated seeds of God. Protect them, Father. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and fire, O God, and renew their strength. We commit this church, Lord, and the other church, Churches, Lord, and the
Tororo
into your hands, Father. Bless us, O Father. May this pulpit remain clean. May you honor it, Father. And may you visit it, Lord Jesus. For it's from here, Lord God, that we feed from, Lord. So, Father, Lord, we commit it as well into your hands. I pray for the elders, the officers of the church, the deacons, the musicians, the song leaders, Lord, I commit them into your hands. Be with them as well. Every person, oh Father, that serves in this sanctuary, may you give them a revelation that they are tabernacles of the Holy Ghost, and that whatever they do, Lord, is to bless the services, is to bring, Lord, an anointing down upon the people. Give them all the desires of their hearts. And may you, above all this, unite our hearts that we may stand as one. Grant it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray and ask the blessing. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God. The Lord God bless you. Turn around and just shake your brother's hand and your sister's hand as Paul comes to sing us a song. Amen. Whatever the Lord has put in your heart, Paul, we love you. God bless you.
can hold me.
sing it one more time. Appreciate your pastor. Amen. Are you happy for the new year? Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Let's just give him a hand clap of praise. Let us give him a hand clap of praise. Like we mean it. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. You may take your seats. Amen. We're going to have two services. Amen. And after the second service, praise. Amen. Communion. Amen. All are invited to the wedding planning committee for Brother Mwadhi and Sister Nyambura immediately after the service. Amen. I presume that will be inside here. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we come before you thankful, Lord, for this glorious Sunday morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, Father, Lord Jesus, for our pastor, Lord. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in this church, Lord. We thank you for our brothers in Tororo, and all that are friends, Heavenly Father. Even as this year is coming, Lord, we thank you for your love, Lord, that it may bind us together, Lord, in the purity of thy word, Heavenly Father. Now as we go, Heavenly Father, may you be with us. Bless what we're going to take. And as we come for the second service, may you be with us. This little we pray, believing and trusting in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Doors open at 3. Service starts at 3:30. Amen.
Well and through the blood, through the blood, oh, we have come into his presence. Into his presence.